It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
I'm still kind of chuckling about Christian Wendling. I traveled all the way to Wisconsin. Did you have to hitchhike? Worse, I was in coach. Hey, it's Lee Matthews. Wow, yeah, a lot of things breaking today. A lot of news hitting the headlines today. So let me try to keep up and keep you up to date as well here. On Freedom 96.9, it's Oklahoma's Talk Radio. 405-608-4377. 405-608-4377. Okay, you remember this case of the 17-year-old Memorial High School student in Frisco, Texas, who last year was at a track meet and got into an altercation with another high school student. The name of the kid, and then he ended up stabbing him and killing him. Carmelo Anthony had been waiting for a trial until this week. The trial was supposed to have been 2 to 3 weeks. It was maybe 2 to 3 days. It was turned over to the jury early this afternoon, and the jury deliberated maybe an hour. And the Collin County jury found Carmelo Anthony guilty of murder in the fatal stabbing of 17-year-old Memorial High School student Austin Metcalf during that school track meet in Frisco, Texas. Anthony broke down in tears and was shaking as the verdict was read. He was immediately taken into custody. The case immediately moved into the sentencing phase, with Anthony's mother taking the stand to implore the judge to impose a lenient punishment. Please have mercy on my son, she said. He's my oldest, my firstborn, my baby. I love him. Metcalf's twin brother, Hunter, was also in the courtroom. For the first time, Metcalf's mother was crying and hugging supporters. The verdict followed days of emotional testimony from student athletes, police officers, forensic experts, and coaches who described the confrontation that ended with Metcalf's death at the Kuykendall Stadium April 2nd of 2025. The verdict was reached just 3 hours after jurors were sent to deliberate following the closing arguments earlier today. The maximum sentence is 5 to 99 years or life. Anthony, who was 17 at the time, admitted he stabbed Metcalf, but claimed he acted in self-defense. As the verdict was being read, more than 100 protesters split between supporters of Metcalf and Anthony descended on the courthouse, and at least one protester was taken into custody after a fight broke out. Criminal defense attorney and Fox News contributor said this on the story after the verdict was announced. She doesn't think Anthony will be sentenced to the maximum. He's likely to get 20 years in prison. Not sure if they're going to hear a life sentence here. She also expects the defense to try to humanize Anthony during the sentencing phase, but one way or another, he's never coming back. At the center of the case was the confrontation that unfolded beneath the Memorial High School team at their tent during a rainy track meet attended by schools from across North Texas. According to trial testimony, Anthony, a student from a different school, sat beneath the memorial tent shortly before the confrontation began. Several student athletes testified they questioned why he was there and repeatedly asked him to leave. Witnesses told jurors that Austin Metcalf eventually approached Anthony and asked him to move. One student testified Anthony was asked to leave roughly 15 times. Multiple witnesses recalled Anthony responding with statements such as, "Touch me and you'll find out," and, "If you want me to move, you will have to move me." Several students testified that Anthony became increasingly aggressive as the exchange continued. One witness told jurors it appeared Anthony was provoking Metcalf, while another testified it looked like Anthony was looking for a fight. Multiple witnesses said they did not believe Metcalf wanted to fight, with one recalling Metcalf saying, "I'm not going to fight you at a track meet." Witnesses also repeatedly referenced Anthony keeping one hand inside his backpack during the exchange. Several students testified they believe Anthony was bluffing when he suggested he had something in the bag. The confrontation turned physical moments later. Witnesses gave differing accounts about exactly how Metcalf touched Anthony before the stabbing, with some describing a shove, others describing a grab. Testimony also varied on whether Metcalf used one hand or two. Several students said they initially believed Anthony was bluffing. One witness testified he did not realize Metcalf actually stabbed was actually stabbed until he saw Anthony throw an object on the bleachers. Another recalled hearing Metcalf say, "Oh my God." Prosecutors argued Anthony escalated a verbal disagreement into a deadly encounter by pulling the knife from his backpack and stabbing him and stabbing an unarmed teenager. To support that argument, prosecutors called 21 witnesses, including students who witnessed the confrontation, investigators who processed the crime scene, and medical examiners who performed Metcalf's autopsy. Several student witnesses testified that Anthony was the aggressor and that the stabbing did not appear to be an act of self-defense. One witness testified no one attempted to gang up on Anthony and described the physical contact before the stabbing as minor pushing at most. Another witness testified that Anthony appeared to be looking for a fight. Jurors also heard testimony that Anthony told an officer after the stabbing, "I'm not alleged, I did it. He put his hands on me, I told him not to." The medical examiner's testimony was among the most difficult moments of the trial. Metcalf's family left the courtroom while autopsy photographs were shown. The defense attorneys argued Anthony acted in self-defense after being confronted by a larger student and physically touched during the dispute. Throughout the trial, defense attorneys emphasized that Anthony was seated for much of the confrontation while Metcalf and the other students were standing nearby. Testimony indicated Metcalf outweighed Anthony by 50 to 60 pounds. Defense attorney also highlighted inconsistencies among the witnesses and their recounts regarding where students were positioned and how many hands Metcalf used when touching. Anthony's track coach testified the athletes from the different schools routinely mingle at track meets and said this team lacked enough volunteers to set up a tent that day. He acknowledged, however, that students should leave if asked to leave another team's tent. Okay, I think I now have a better understanding of what the conflict was. All this time I thought there was some sort of unspoken, unsolved beef between these two or between these two high schools. It appears it was raining and Anthony didn't have anywhere to shelter except this tent. And because he was from a competing high school, they asked him to leave and he wouldn't and then got aggressive. It's not good when your jury only deliberates a couple of hours. It's not good when your defense team rests after only a couple of witnesses. So I'm not surprised at this at all. What I was interested in was how did the beef begin in the first place? And if it was that minor, that benign, all he had to say was, "Come on, man, it's raining, it's wet out there. Can't I just stay here for a few minutes?" That's all he had to say. And they probably would have said yes. Anyway. Here is the real beef behind all of this. The SLPC, Southern Poverty Law Center, and Black Lives Matter, and I see even the Black Panthers have tried to get together on this as well, have been aching to turn this into a racial issue. That the kid was being provoked by a bunch of white rednecks, and so he stabbed them. And that's why they were hanging out outside the courthouse. I think the cops were ahead of the game and were there and kept things from turning into something really violent, which is the way you're supposed to handle it, by the way, Portland, Oregon, Detroit. So there's that that happened today. The other thing that happened, we lost a helicopter. I'll have that story coming up. Edmond City Council doesn't want the same problems as other Oklahoma communities when it comes to data centers. We'll talk that out. President Trump not only deciding what he's going to do against Iran, and I'm saying, wow, it is about time. He also wants the Senate parliamentarian fired. What and who is the Senate parliamentarian, and why does he want him fired? City of Norman, once again, shouting from the rooftops that if you're homeless, come on down to Norman, Oklahoma. We'll take care of you. I'll explain. Speaking of sanctuary cities, it looks like Mark Wayne Mullen, director of DHS, is moving forward with revoking the international status of any airport in any city that is a sanctuary city that refuses to allow ICE in or cooperate with ICE. One of the largest school districts in the country has gotten rid of DEI, and guess what happened to all of the grades of all the students in that district? Huh! And speaking of the Southern Poverty Law Center, they were on the hot seat today and had some very curious questions asked of them by none other than Martin Luther King Jr.'s niece, who's not a fan of the Southern Poverty Law Center. Turns out a grand jury has already handed down a ruling that the Southern Poverty Law Center illegally gave money to opposition forces. In other words, they were keeping racism alive because without racism, they had no goal. They had no contribution. So they were funding racist groups to cause racist problems throughout the country so that they could rush in as the Southern Poverty Law Center and be the hero and say, see how racist we all are? And so those hearings were held today. I don't remember if it was the House or the Senate. It doesn't matter, but we'll get into all of that coming up on Freedom 96.9. Your calls to 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377, freedom969.com, the website, my email address, lmatthews@freedom969.com. So Iran is responsible for shooting down a U.S. Apache helicopter earlier today. President Donald Trump claimed in a Tuesday post on Truth Social. Two senior officials say the helicopter was downed by an Iranian drone. U.S. CENTCOM announced two pilots in the Apache were rescued, this time, and I think for the first time, by an autonomous underwater drone, first-of-its-kind mission. Iran and Israel exchanged missile barrages Sunday night before Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Iranian officials indicated they would agree to a request from President Donald Trump to stop shooting. Evidently, somebody in the drone department of Iran did not get the memo. The U.S. is maintaining an ongoing naval blockade in the Strait of Hormuz, which Trump said will remain in place and in full force until the final deal is reached. That's the problem, Mr. President. We keep not getting to that final deal. Something like this happens right before we're supposed to get the final deal. I believe it is a tactic. Now, yes, I'm giving Iran the benefit of the doubt that they are so divided, nobody knows what's going on. They are so, we've killed all the rulers, so there is no central command for them. But enough of the bad guys are there to cause these problems, and they need to be taken out. I know you don't want to do it. I know you don't want to risk any more infrastructure damage. I know you don't want to risk any more innocent deaths. You got to do it. It's got to be done. At least take out their drone factories, which I understand are still maybe not in operation, but still standing, so that they can't launch any more drones or at least produce any more drones. Can we find out where this drone was launched from and completely obliterate it? CENTCOM announced an historic rescue mission for the helicopter's pilots on Tuesday, while officials confirmed to Fox News that the downed pilots were rescued using an unmanned surface vessel, USV, Sea Drone, first-of-its-kind mission. The apparent aggression from Iran threatens the tenuous peace process, blah-bitty-blah-bitty-blah. I'd like to see that unmanned. That, you know, say what you want about our military. It is the coolest military in the world. We got more toys than anybody else, that's for sure. 405-608-4377. So what do you think? Iran shot down one of our helicopters. What should Trump do? What do you think of the verdict of that stabbing down in the Texas area, the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area, Frisco and I think McKinney, Texas? I think that's where a lot of that was going on. And also coming up, Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, invites you to a Freedom Forum with Eric Erickson next Thursday at 405 Social. That's at 14041 North May. It'll be from 3 to 7 p. It's free. You can come on out and meet national radio host Eric Erickson, who does the midday show. There'll be free appetizers from 405, and I'll be doing the drive from there, live on location. Also, you can get a selfie with Eric or Aaron Brillback, who is our morning guy, and I will be there as well. That's Thursday, next Thursday, 405 Social on North May from 3 to 7 on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Kind of satisfying when you put that credit card up to the credit card reader and it beeps that you've been approved. I love being approved. I also love being eligible. Are you eligible for Medicare? If you were born in 1961, you sure as hell are. And that means you sure as hell should get yourself over to Well Preserved Advisory Group and get some consultation about what all the complications and ins and outs of Medicare involve. You really need to do this with someone who's done it enough where they know all the ins and outs and the bureaucracy. To err is human. To really screw something up takes bureaucracy. So I bet you're getting a lot of phone calls, emails, texts, too, reminding you that you're eligible for Medicare. Well, that's why Well Preserved Advisory Group is here. 405-848-5790. Best call you can make all summer long, probably all year long, probably in good 5 years. The team at Well Preserved will put together a plan that works for you, and you can go merrily on your way. Carefree, not a care in the world. All eligible, all approved. Again, call the team at Well Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790.
We're talking about news and opinions from D.C. to OKC. We're Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app.
David Ostro, Republican for Lieutenant Governor.
I'm David Ostro. I flew combat missions for the U.S. Navy hunting Soviet submarines.
David Ostro, Christian servant, husband, father, and business owner. David Ostro knows how to create a growing economy.
I built my company from one employee to over 1,000.
David Ostro put the state of Oklahoma's checkbook online to fight fraud and put more money in the real economy. David Ostro knows to improve schools and put more money in the classroom, we must fight the fraud that steals money from students. David Ostro understands to create good-paying jobs for Oklahomans, we must stop payments to illegal aliens.
I've hunted America's enemies, and now I'm hunting fraud, waste, and abuse.
David Ostro for Lieutenant Governor. Same oath, new mission. Authorized and paid for by David Ostro for Lieutenant Governor, 2026.
Tractor Bob's Tractor Store ain't got no carpet on the floor. Tractor Bob's Tractor Store ain't got no expensive decor.
Folks, have you seen the new Yanmar Zero Turn? How about the Altos track machine or the Bad Boy mower lineup? All packed with power and performance. Let Tractor Bob's help take your lawn care to the next level. Free lifetime powertrain warranty for the month of June. Tractor Bob's, I-240 and Shields.
TractorBob.com. TractorBob.com.
You've had wind and hail damage? Now what? I'm Lee Matthews. Before you call your insurance company, call 405-877-7663. That's the number to McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. They'll come out, do a complete inspection, even use their high-tech drones. Then talk things over with your insurance company. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx, 405-877-7663. McRoof, saving lives, protecting property by fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
Celebrating 250 years of freedom. This is Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com. Our hosts are always right.
Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla.
Joe Biden got on TV in the year 2026 and said she had never once seen that man before or after the debate as out of it, and goes on to say she thought he had a stroke. There's only one small problem with her "I thought he had a stroke" defense, because she's trying to make the case that her husband's still with it and she's not guilty of anything.
Fox Across America, weeknights at 9 p.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
We actually referred this particular case to the Department of Justice for a full criminal investigation. You had people within Governor Waltz's office who were saying, you know what, this looks like fraud. Clearly, people weren't taking fraud seriously. Whether it rises to the level of a criminal violation, we're going to investigate it. And of course, if it does rise to that level, we're going to prosecute it. We have to.
What did I tell you? I was talking about Governor Waltz yesterday and how we didn't know if this if this was anything criminal or not. Well, that, I mean, right as I got off the air yesterday, I saw that interview with J.D. Vance on Jesse Waters, and that's where J.D. Vance said, yeah, we turned it over to the Department of Justice. They are now going to investigate and decide whether or not something criminal has been done. 405-608-4377. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9. I'm Lee Matthews, and Kevin is in Jones. Hi, Kevin.
Hey, Lee. I got someone to run by you. I just want to hear your take on this.
All right.
Now, before I start, let me just say this. I voted for Trump. I agree with a lot of what he's been doing, but one thing that bothers me about this whole thing with him is, and maybe it's not even him directly, maybe it's just his administration, but whoever is responsible for all these texts and everything that always comes out on these social sites, and like today again, with talking about the shooting, the downing of the helicopter, and putting information like that out there and basically making another threat towards Iran. I don't, if he's doing that directly, what does he hope to accomplish by that? And do you think it does accomplish anything for him by putting all that out like he does?
I think it fires up the base because fans of Trump are like, yeah, you go get him, boy. You go get him, boy. My problem is he's using the rhetoric, but right now he's not doing anything. I would have preferred to have woken up this morning and seen the headline that a new carpet bombing of Iran's infrastructure and Iran's military targets has been launched by the United States, and then been told that it's because one of the helicopters went down. I would much rather see that than, well, we're going to have to wait and see how we're going to attack this guy. Because I really am. I mean, I know he keeps saying, oh, well, the Vietnam War went on this many years and that many years and the other many years. I'm starting to run out of patience. Either do something or get off the pot, because these Iranians are going to do nothing more than delay, delay, delay. That is all they know how to do.
And that's true. And I think mm-hmm. that, too, that some of the stuff that gets put out there, maybe it incites them a little bit, too, because you see something come back from them. And I just don't know what's trying to be accomplished by that. I don't see anything that is being accomplished by that.
Part of that is because we are negotiating with one part of the Iranian government, and the other part of the Iranian government is still belligerent. So until that other part of the government is in total capitulation, I don't think we need to be talking to them.
Yeah. Well, I just wish all that rhetoric, all that crap would stop, and I just don't see it doing anything.
The rhetoric doesn't bother me as much as the action. I'd rather see action than rhetoric.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. All right, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, Kevin. Glad you're listening. Good conversation on Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377. And benefit of the doubt, maybe Trump knows, I'm sure he does, knows some things I don't. Maybe the other Gulf states are like, hey, can you calm down? These Iranians are driving us nuts. We don't want the Iranians doing any more damage to our refineries. And then there's the oil price as well. Trump doesn't want to do anything to raise the oil price. So if he does start the bombing again, there's a possibility that oil prices will go up, and he doesn't want that to happen, because if that happens, then inflation goes up. And if inflation goes up, people are starting to bark at his heels about, see, you were supposed to lower inflation and you didn't do it. So there's all that in play, too. 405-608-4377 on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Lee Matthews, what do you think of the helicopter shot down and what Trump should do? Another town in Oklahoma is putting the brakes on data centers. Your thoughts on that also coming up on Freedom 96.9. Oh, and the city of Norman just seems to be welcoming out the welcome mat to more homeless each and every day on Freedom 96.9.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. We survived the quake of 2026. Memes are going viral a day after a powerful magnitude 6.1 earthquake off Cuba triggered unprecedented office evacuations in South Florida.
Building inspectors giving a clean bill of health to high-rises from the Brickell Financial District up to downtown Fort Lauderdale. The Stephen P. Clark Government Center in Miami is open. Metro Rail and Metro Mover trains are running on a regular schedule, but this earthquake phenomena is rare, but has happened in 2004 and 2020 and could happen again, which is why Erica Benitez with Miami-Dade Fire reminds us to drop cover and hold on.
Stay away from windows or doors that are made out of glass.
And if you're driving,
stay away from anything that can fall on top of your vehicle. Don't ever park under a bridge or an overpass.
Natalie Rodriguez, Miami.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Jeremy Thurman with McIntyre Law with your McIntyre Minute.
A few years back, a severe wind and hailstorm tore through my neighborhood and ripped off half the shingles right off my roof. I figured my insurance company would do the right thing. I paid my premiums for years. I was wrong. They lowballed me. They delayed. They acted like the damage was somehow my fault. And I'm a lawyer. I do this for a living. If they'll fight me that hard, imagine what they'll do to a family who's never been through it. That's exactly why I do what I do. When the storm passes and the insurance company starts giving you the runaround, you do not have to face them alone. At McIntyre Law, we know their playbook because we've lived it too. Call us. Let us do the fighting so you can get back to rebuilding. Call us at 405-777-7000. Let us do the fighting so you can get back to rebuilding.
If you need me, you can find me at McIntyreLaw.com or call me at 777-7000.
Catch our show, Legal Talk with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9.
And that's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by Health 65. You've worked hard, and Medicare doesn't have to be. Health 65 is making Medicare easy again. Health65.com. A Tulsa mother is facing a murder charge after the death of her two-year-old son. Police say the child was found unresponsive in an apartment and later died at a hospital. Investigators say the boy tested positive for fentanyl. Authorities say 25-year-old Markeisha Norman admitted to using fentanyl before the incident occurred. Police say drug paraphernalia was found near the child, and Norman was arrested on a complaint of second-degree murder as the case continues. Federal agents have arrested a Tulsa man wanted on several child exploitation charges. 30-year-old Xavier Williams was taken into custody Friday without incident, facing charges including second-degree rape and possession and distribution of child sexual abuse material. He's being held on a $400,000 bond. Attorney General Gentner Drummond is criticizing Insurance Commissioner Glenn Mulready over rising home insurance rates. Drummond says Oklahoma families are paying some of the highest rates in the country and claims Mulready has delayed action on the issue. Drummond argues the delays violate state law, while Mulready has reportedly proposed a hearing later this year. The dispute continues as insurance costs remain a concern statewide. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Commissioner Tom Mansky has been recognized three straight years as best county elected official because real results matter. Roads maintained, budgets balanced, community partnerships, quality county services.
I'm Thomas Mansky, and I'd be honored to continue as your Canadian County Commissioner. I respectfully ask for your vote on June 16th.
Conservative County Commissioner Tom Mansky, doing the job we need, getting the results we want.
I'm Tom Mansky, and I approve this message. Authorized and paid for by Mansky for Commissioner 2020.
There's a lot of noise out there, especially when it comes to Medicare. Plans, options, fine print, it's enough to make anyone second guess. That's where Health 65 comes in. We simplify Medicare, explain your options clearly, and we help choose a plan that makes sense for your life, not someone else's. No guesswork, no confusion, just real answers from real people right here in Edmond. Hi, this is Philip Beard with Health 65. Call us or visit us online at health65.com. That's health65.com.
Health 65 is not connected to the federal Medicare program.
It's a good day. I'm here with Stephen Smith, owner of ICS Concrete Coatings in Oklahoma City. Stephen, how does ICS help businesses with their flooring needs?
We provide industrial-grade polyurea coatings for warehouses, retail shops, and offices. They're chemical-resistant, withstand heavy traffic, and keep your space looking professional. We've done everything from auto shops to restaurants with stunning results.
That sounds ideal for high traffic areas. What about minimizing business downtime? That's pretty important.
Yeah, our coatings cure in hours, so we're done in a day. Your business stays operational with minimal interruption, and the floor lasts for years.
It sounds like a smart investment. Any advice for business owners listening right now?
Give us a call, get a free estimate, and we'll tailor a solution that fits your needs and budget.
Upgrade your business with ICS Concrete Coatings. Call 405-403-4012 or visit ICS Concrete Coatings.com, 405-403-4012, or go to ICSConcreteCoatings.com to schedule your free estimate today.
Why does the city of Norman seem to be doing everything in their power to encourage homelessness?
More coming up on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect partly cloudy skies with a breeze and warm temperatures with a low of 75. Tomorrow will bring partly sunny conditions with winds gusting over 40 miles per hour and very warm weather, reaching a high of 94. Tomorrow night, it will be breezy and humid under a crystal clear sky with a low of 74. Thursday will be windy and continue to be very warm with a mix of clouds and sun and the possibility of a thunderstorm in the afternoon, reaching a high of 93. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
American taxpayer dollars are meant to be for American people only. We prioritize under President Trump American people, and so when you have illegals that are living inside of HUD-funded housing, they're taking homes from the American people that actually need them and that are here legally. And so what we did, we put out this new proposed rule to close this loophole down and said, listen, you have to show verification that you are an American citizen if you want to live in HUD-funded housing.
And Scott Turner, who is the director of HUD, and he's talking about HUD fraud that's going on all over the country because one person who is a legal citizen will get a hold of the HUD housing, but then invite their cousins and their cousins' friends, and next thing you know, there's 10 people living in that HUD housing absolutely free. No, that's not the way it works. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive. 405-608-4377. Iran shot down one of our helicopters. What should Trump do? Edmond City Council does not want the same problems as other Oklahoma communities. We'll get into that. And your calls to 405-608-4377. Dale is in Kingfisher. Hi.
Hi, Lee. How are you?
Good. Thanks for hanging on.
Oh, pleasure. First of all, I want to say I love your show and your radio station.
Thank you.
Really good to have something like that around here. My question is this. I was on Facebook earlier this morning, and one of my friends who happened to be Democrat posted something on there about Trump and how he's pardoned through executive, his position as president, several people who have been convicted of stealing millions of dollars from our government through different programs. And I can't remember the names of the individuals or the programs they frauded against, but I thought, no, that can't be true. He wouldn't do that, you know, because of Doge and all the stuff that he's trying to, I thought that was what he was really trying to fight against. So I Googled it. And sure enough, it showed that he has done that. And I was kind of wondering, do you have any idea why he would do something like that? Or am I just getting wrong information?
I need to go check on that first. Now, here is what Trump has been getting the most pushback on his pardons. When he pardoned all of the January 6th people, they were all over him. These are convicted felons, and he's pardoned them. Yeah, they were railroaded by the FBI. So that's why they're convicted felons, because they were railroaded and they were told to plead a certain way, or they weren't going to see the light of day ever again. Now,
right. Are
these the people that they're referring to that have,
not at all,
have taken a lot of the money?
These are very wealthy people who have been convicted of frauding Medicare and various programs. Said that it was true.
I'm going to have to check on it, Dale. I haven't heard that, and I don't know anything about it, but I'll check on it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I appreciate it, man, because
okay.
I kind of like it. I mean, I'm not a MAGA of Trump, you know, forever, but I thought that just doesn't sound right, because I think he's doing great progress in those areas. So anyway, I was hoping you'd know.
No, I haven't heard anything about that. The only pushback I've seen, like I said, has been January 6th. And the Democrats trying to make it sound like these January 6ers are insurrectionists and that letting them
is the
equivalent of letting out a mass murderer. That's what they've been trying to make it sound like.
Yeah, not only that, but all they're saying is that they potentially could make some if it was found that they had been wronged financially or any other way for compensation. You know, it's not saying everyone that did that is automatically going to get it. They're just saying, well, it could be the case. Some of those people could have been done wrong like that. It's kind of what I thought.
Yeah. Well, That was all rolled up into that same ball of wax as well. They had the Southern Poverty Law Center on the hot seat today with a congressional hearing, and the Democrats were trying to make it sound like the Southern Poverty Law Center is the last great civil rights organization that's out there. No, a grand jury has already said they've been paying people to bait racism so that they could come in and be the savior. They've been paying both sides of the aisle for this.
That is incredible.
Yeah.
When you said that a while ago, I thought, isn't that about right?
Yeah.
I mean, that is survival. You know, it's just instinctual. There's no actual love or cause or thing that they really care about. It's just the existence is all it is. You know, we got to be here. And this is the way we can be here. We'll stir it up, and then we'll come and save it. We'll make money doing it.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you very much, and I enjoy your show a lot.
Thank you for listening in on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio, 405-608-4377. Trying to do too many things at once. Too many things at once on Freedom 96.9. Okay, I was trying to look up what he was talking about, and I found some things on it, but I'll get into that coming up on Freedom 96.9. Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Sylvia writes, no man is an island. It goes, it has a ripple effect, raising union pay, seniority pay, altogether inflationary. Economists from Nebraska said the big town economy is maintaining no real growth. Sylvia's writing about raising the minimum wage. So let me start again. Because they did in Nebraska. And I was accused by a listener on Facebook of being stupid because they're doing this in Nebraska and it hasn't hurt Nebraska one bit. But Sylvia writes, no man is an island. It has made a ripple effect, raising union pay, seniority pay, and altogether inflationary. Economists from Nebraska said the big town economy is maintaining no real growth. Rural towns, however, are losing businesses attributed to the high wage required. And that's exactly what will happen. And you're not hearing about it because Nebraska isn't exactly a hub of financial activity. Yeah, Omaha, Nebraska has a lot of commerce because it's a capital city. And certainly there's a lot of agricultural commerce that's going on there. But it's not like Omaha, Nebraska is a Houston, Texas, or a Los Angeles, California. Joel writes, hey, Lee, I was wondering if you knew the answer to my question. If the property tax bill passed where you don't pay taxes on paid off property, if I own land paid off and then decide to build a house on it, down the road will I start paying taxes again on it if I finance the home? Thank you very much. Okay, Joel, here's the way that would work. You would pay taxes on the home only. You would not pay taxes on the property because you've already paid taxes on the property. But putting a home on it has raised its value. So because you've raised its value and decided to put more property on that property, you're going to have to pay for that. It'd be the same thing if you had a piece of property, it was paid for, and you decide, I'm going to park my RV on that property. Well, unless the RV is paid for as well, you still have to pay the property taxes on that RV. 405-608-4377. Thank you, Joel. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Edmond City Council voted yesterday to place a moratorium on the data center developments through at least December 31 of this year. City leaders say they want to be able to prepare in the event of someone proposing to build one in the city, which would happen faster than you would think. These things are popping up all over the country. No data center proposal currently exists in the Edmond area, including the massive hyperscale developments that have been seen in nearby cities like Yukon, Piedmont, and Luther. But seeing this happen in those communities, city leaders say they want time to get up to speed on the types of restrictions they can put in place, without using a one-size-fits-all approach. The goal is to rein in massive data centers. Many argue would be noisy, cause pollution, be a strain on water and electric resources, while also making sure restrictions don't prevent businesses with their own small-scale on-site server rooms and data facility from operating. Piedmont's Planning Commission tabled data center decisions and called for a deeper study last week. Residents who showed up to that meeting voiced strong support for tabling it. The council unanimously passed the moratorium in Edmond. Oklahoma City recently passed a similar moratorium, also lasting through the end of the year. And though the city could amend it and allow small data facilities to continue moving forward, Edmond leaders hope to finish the research and bring the plan before the city council within the next few months. So, the question being, what can you do in a small town to keep this from happening to you? The answer is, make sure your city council or your county commission or whatever puts a moratorium on it or has a stipulation that whoever wants to build the data center is prepared to show how they're going to take care of the power, how they're going to take care of the water, if it isn't going to adversely affect the economy or the property tax value or the noise pollution level, and so on and so forth. Now, that's not going to stop a certain developer from unscrupulously lying to you if they want to, but at least they'll have to come up with something to show you. Now, there's other things to consider as well. If these data centers are going to be massive, well, that's going to require a massive amount of construction. And a massive amount of construction is going to require a massive amount of construction workers, many of whom will not come from Oklahoma. They will be coming from companies from outside Oklahoma, and they will have to be housed somewhere. As I read to you yesterday, the little town of Childress, Texas, is seeing this problem. A massive data center is going in there, and that's in western Texas. And that little town learned, wow, we only have two motels, and they've taken up all the motel rooms. Now, the motels are fantastic there, but they've got permanent cash for 6 or 8 months. But word is, the data center now has to build what is called a work town so that not only the people building will have a place to live and work, but then once the workers get there, they will need a place to live and work because there's no houses in and around. You know, there's not enough free housing in and around Childress, Texas. It's a small town, an agrarian community. Plus, there's the strain on, okay, now you need a grocery store that can provide groceries for all these people. Childress, Texas might have a neighborhood Walmart, and that's it, or a neighborhood market of some kind. Then you need to make sure that there's some sort of health care nearby. Childress, Texas probably just has a small satellite hospital from Wichita Falls or Amarillo, one of those. So all of that has to be taken into consideration as well. Glad I'm not a city planner. I don't know that I'd ever want to be one. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. So Edmond does not want to wind up like some of the other towns in and around Oklahoma. What about wildfire plans? That coming up. Trump wants to fire the Senate parliamentarian. What is a Senate parliamentarian and why does he want them fired? All coming up on Freedom 96.9. Your calls to 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Lee Matthews and The Drive on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. Cowboy hats, boots, overalls, long dusty roads that stretch on for miles, western sunsets. What I'm describing to you is a genre that is known as Americana. And, you know, there are many cultures all across the world that get into Americana. The Germans, for instance, love Americana. That's why they come over here and, as on a vacation, rent a motorcycle to drive Route 66 to get the feel of Americana. Well, you don't have to do that because it's all right here. Right here in Oklahoma, right here in Enid and El Reno. It's Frontier Auto Group. Frontier Auto Group, family-oriented business and Americana, because all the cars they sell are American-made. Talk to Connor or Stacy or Todd or Kevin or Shane or Jerry Scott, the owner. He's there every day. And it's one of the few locally owned major dealerships still around. 405-262-3355. Just minutes from Oklahoma and everywhere you are. El Reno's Auto Alley just off Route 66. Ah, there's Americana again at the roundabout. Frontier Auto Group, frontiermotor.net.
From the Strait of Hormuz to the Oklahoma City oil field, we're the local talk station you can depend on. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
Oklahoma state government is broken. Scandals have rocked our state, and we're the ones paying the price. Cindy Byrd earned our trust as state auditor by reporting billions in waste, fraud, and abuse that others covered up. Now, Cindy Byrd is asking for your vote for state treasurer. She'll protect our tax dollars, expose corruption, and invest wisely on behalf of Oklahomans. Cindy Byrd, a fiscal hawk Oklahoma trusts. Cindy Byrd for treasurer.
Authorized and paid for by Cindy Byrd for Oklahoma Treasurer 2026.
Spring is here, a season of color, growth, and new beginnings. At Markham's Nursery, we have everything you need to make your spring truly special. From beautiful trees and hardy shrubs to vibrant perennials bursting with color. We have a huge selection of fruits and vegetables, roses and soils. Everything you need to get your spring on the move. Helping generations grow in Oklahoma for over 50 years. Come grow something beautiful this spring. Markham's Nursery, just add the sun.
Markham's Nursery, just add the sun.
So one of the most common reasons that people come into ClearSight is that they can't see their cell phone. They can't see their computer. They're tired of reading glasses. They don't like bifocals. They want to go back in time where they didn't have to have that hassle.
Here's Dr. Luke from ClearSight.
And so what's really cool is that not only can we get people that near vision back that they wanted, we can get them improved vision in general. So yeah, they can see their cell phone, which is awesome, but it also makes people feel more confident when they're driving. They can see street signs better. They can just see the world. It's like going back in time.
I wish I'd have had it 20 years ago. To be able to look at an iPhone a foot away from your face and being able to see messages and to be able to identify traffic signs and everything far away, you can see it that next day, and it's that amazing.
If you want to see clearly without readers or bifocals, then schedule your free eye exam with ClearSight and take advantage of 0% financing for up to 36 months. Call 405-733-2020 or visit clearsight.com. And remember,
2020 or it's free.
That's the ClearSight guarantee. And you are going to love what you see.
From wars in the Middle East to conflicts at home, we're the only station you need to stay informed. We're the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app.
Hey, it's Eric Erickson. I'm coming to Oklahoma City to be with you guys in Freedom 96.9, a free live event Thursday, June 18th from 3 to 7 p.m. at 405 Social on North May Avenue. Just a few days after Oklahoma's primaries have finished, we're going to have a lot to talk about. Lee Matthews will be broadcasting live, and we'll have a great time meeting you and answering your questions. More info available now at freedom969.com. Freedom969.com.
The way you work it, no diggity.
Mr. Wright, we don't target any group because of its religion.
Really?
I want to be clear about that.
Really?
Yes, that's exactly right. We target no group because of its religion.
So you brought up LGBT groups a minute ago. So you think there's a bunch of Islamic groups that are pro-LGBTQ? Is that the position of the SPLC? I just want to make sure the record is reflecting that.
You heard the laughter in the chamber, in the meeting room. That was Chip Roy questioning Brian Fair. Brian Fair is the head of the SLPC, the Southern Poverty Law Center, SPLC, I'm sorry, Southern Poverty Law Center, who is being investigated because they have been playing both sides. They've been paying money to pro-racist groups to create problems that then the Southern Poverty Law Center can come in and solve. And that was Chip Roy pointing out that that's exactly what you're doing. The other thing the Southern Poverty Law Center has been doing is they've been targeting people for what they say. They've been trying to stifle the free speech of certain groups. And so they went after certain Muslim groups. And when Brian Fair was trying to say, "Well, no, we didn't discriminate against anybody. Didn't discriminate," he said, "So you went after Muslim groups, but you didn't go after LGBTQ groups, or you went after LGBTQ groups because you thought they were Muslims." So he's making it seem like they were randomly going after certain groups for free speech violations. Or trying to stifle their free speech. But they were also paying groups like the Ku Klux Klan to cause problems so that they could come in and pour some out. That is what the accusation is. And all day it's been, Trump said this. And Trump said that's what they were trying to. No, a grand jury has said that. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. And just a moment ago, had a call from Dale in Kingfisher, who was asking about a news story a friend of a friend had published on social media about Trump pardoning a convicted felon for fraud. He's pardoned a couple of people who were convicted of fraud and insider trading after he had left office, and when he came back to office, had promised he would pardon them. They were political allies of his. One was arrested and convicted for insider trading. He was a congressman that knows the value of certain stocks is going to vary depending on what Congress does. Guess who else manipulates that kind of information? Nancy Pelosi. Is she in jail? Was she sentenced to 21 years for insider trading? No, she wasn't. But Stephen Beyer, former Republican congressman from Indiana, was. He was given the maximum sentence. Why? Because they were trying to sock it to all of Trump's allies. So, yes, Trump has been pardoning people that were formerly his allies who had been in prison and had done some time, and he was letting them out of jail. Guess what? They will never hold public office again. A lot of their civil rights have been stripped away because they are convicted felons. And the only thing left for them to do is retire. This guy, Stephen Beyer, had already spent 2 years in jail for an offense that seldom ever gets any jail time. Usually you pay a fine, you give the money back. Maybe you're on probation for 2 years. This guy got 21 years. There was another guy that got 30 years down in Florida. So the left and Democrats are trying to take these pardons and make it look like, see how hypocritical Trump is being? No, he's not being hypocritical. First of all, he promised that, hey, if I get back to being president, I'll get you out of jail. Don't worry about it. Because the judicial system was weaponized against them. It is the exact same thing as the January 6th people. The January 6th people were unfairly railroaded, goaded, and unfairly talked into certain plea deals, thinking that, okay, I better do this, or they're really going to throw the book at me just for walking through the door of the Capitol building after the police said, come on in. We now know that. We have video of it. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive. Let's see. City of Norman. Once again, opening up the welcome mat to homeless. Oh, no, it's not that obvious, but they don't seem to realize that that's what they're doing. I'll tell you about it.
KQOP, Enid, Oklahoma City.
Freedom Talk and News.
I'm Bo Beecraft. Oklahoma County leaders changing jail financial procedures ahead of an upcoming audit. But first, your national update.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. The BBC is out with a bombshell report that alleges hundreds of Iraqi Kurdish migrants trying to reach the UK last year ended up being tortured and threatened with organ removal.
The BBC investigation found that during the summer of 2025, migrants traveling from Iraqi Kurdistan to the UK via Libya in northern Africa were intercepted by a militia. It was making money by kidnapping and imprisoning migrants and blackmailing them in a largely lawless country. If they didn't pay, they would be denied food and were threatened with kidney removal. Conditions were so cramped, according to survivors, they were forced to sleep standing up, and some report being tortured. 110 people were repatriated from Libya earlier this year by the Iraqi government, but not before some did appear to have had their organs taken, with a number of those who made it back home showing journalists scars on their lower backs where they believe the militia took their organs. Stuart Smith, London.
The USDA has named Texas cattleman and entrepreneur John Bellinger as senior advisor to the New World Screwworm Preparedness. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins says Bellinger's experience in the cattle and food safety industries will help strengthen efforts to protect U.S. livestock as screwworm cases continue to emerge in Texas and New Mexico. Wastewater will be screened during the World Cup matches for infectious disease outbreaks.
Epidemiologists have set up a command post in a vacant lab at Georgetown University. They'll be monitoring sewage and internet chat to detect and track outbreaks should they occur in any of the host cities in North America. More than 6.5 million people are expected to travel from 100 countries to watch the 104 matches in the U.S., Mexico, and Canada from June 11th through July 19th. The Georgetown Command Center is working in conjunction with MedStar Health, which has one of the nation's 13 biocontainment units. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
No matter who we are or where we come from, we all experience difficulties in life.
Military veterans know that sometimes it takes strength and determination to make it through.
Whether it's obvious physical challenges or struggles on the inside, it takes strength to ask for help when you need it.
I knew that I had to get support, not just for me, but for the sake of my wife and kids.
Talking about it has helped me feel more like myself again.
Honestly, it was hard to open up at first, but it's changed my life for the better.
Learn how veterans like us have reached out for help and hear stories of strength and recovery at MakeTheConnection.net.
House Minority Leader.
Freedom Local Coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Craft. News is brought to you by Be Well Acupuncture. Tired of living with pain? Be Well Acupuncture in Edmond can help. Visit BeWellOKC.com. Oklahoma County leaders are changing jail financial procedures ahead of an upcoming audit. The jail trust voted to require two signatures on payroll and salary documents after concerns over unapproved raises last year. Officials also recently uncovered a $14 million bookkeeping error. Leaders say delays in last year's audit nearly caused problems for county finances and the new jail project. A special meeting is expected later this month. Oklahoma City Public Schools are continuing the search for teachers ahead of the next school year. District leaders say they currently have about 150 openings. Officials say recruiting now happens year-round because of the statewide teacher shortage. The district encourages alternatively certified teachers to apply. Starting pay is a little more than $45,000 a year. Oklahoma voters are set to see new I Voted stickers during the June 16th primary. Election officials say the stickers now recognize America's upcoming 250th anniversary. Early voting runs June 11th through the 13th, and officials are also reminding voters that Oklahoma has closed primary elections. Election day polls will be open from 7 to 7. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Vote for Edmond Republican Alex Warren for Oklahoma County Commissioner, a self-made entrepreneur who oversaw over 200 locations for a $1 billion operation for a Fortune 500 company. Alex Warren will restore integrity to the office, fixing roads and infrastructure, protecting taxpayers by operating with the same accountability that all Oklahoma families and businesses expect in their own household. Please vote Alex Warren. Alex Warren. Alex Warren. Paid for by family and friends of Alex Warren.
I'm Alex Warren for County Commissioner, and I approve this message.
Like being a sanctuary city? How about losing your international status?
That just might happen if Mark Wayne Mullen has his way on Freedom 96.9. More coming up on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Lee Matthews on the drive.
Freedom
Weather.
Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect partly cloudy skies with a breeze and warm temperatures with a low of 75. Tomorrow will bring partly sunny conditions with winds gusting over 40 miles per hour and very warm weather, reaching a high of 94. Tomorrow night, it will be breezy and humid under a crystal clear sky with a low of 74. Thursday will be windy and continue to be very warm with a mix of clouds and sun and the possibility of a thunderstorm in the afternoon, reaching a high of 93. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
All politics begin at the local level. That's why Freedom 96.9 is committed to hosting lively and local conversations about issues that impact your world in Oklahoma. From the oil fields to the gas pumps to underfunded schools to soaring grocery prices, we're the only station that covers critical issues with 100,000 watts of coverage. That means more people have a voice in decision-making, whether it's D.C. or OKC. We're letting freedom ring. We're the new Freedom 96.9. It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
Iran shot down one of our helicopters, so I don't know if there's anything more that we can do. Other than...
Bomb, 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 Iran. Bomb, 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 Iran. Some rocks, tell the Ayatollah gonna put you in a box. Bomb Iran, bomb, 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 Iran. The country's got a feeling, really is the ceiling. Bomb Iran, bomb, 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 Iran. Old Uncle Sam's getting pretty hot. Time to turn Iran into a parking lot. Bomb Iran, bomb, bomb. Volunteers, call the bombardiers, call the financiers, better get their ass in gear. Bomb Iran, bomb, 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 bomb Iran, bomb, 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 bomb Iran. The country's got a feeling, really hit the ceiling. Bomb Iran, bomb, 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 bomb Iran.
It's Nuka! So it was an Apache helicopter. It was taken down by a drone. Fortunately, both the pilot and the co-pilot survived and were picked up by a marine drone from the Navy came and picked them up. So that was seriously cool. But now what to do? I hope whatever the plans are maybe to take out their drone factory, if it hadn't been done already. And we need to find out where this drone came from, and that needs to be wiped out. And if we know where the head of the IRGC is, maybe we'll just throw that in for whipped cream, a little lagniappe on top there. 405-608-4377, lmatthews@freedom969.com. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio, and I am Lee Matthews with The Drive. Hi there, you are on the air. What's your name?
Hi, I'm Zach from Oklahoma City.
Hello, Zach. Good to hear from you, sir.
Oh, good. Thank you, sir. Well, I have to agree with you that I think that with the Apache being shot down, that I really think negotiations should be off.
Yeah.
I think that we're beyond that. I think that, you know...
They are not
exactly
listening.
I mean, 47 years of this regime, mm-hmm. Thumbing their nose to the Western world, to basically civilized society. I mean, I think it's time to just call it what it is, that these are people that you can't negotiate with, so you got to put them down like rabid dogs.
They must be submissive. They are far from being submissive right now.
Correct. And, you know, one thing that does frustrate me a little bit, though, is that we've been told that we've bombed their drone factories. They have no Air Force left. I know that they have a mosquito Navy. They don't have any major ships left. Mm-hmm. I understand all that. But they have enough to reach out and touch us if they, you know, in that area if they want to. I think...
And just enough to scare shipping. That's what this was for.
Yes.
That's what this was. This wasn't a serious attack against the United States. It was a demonstration of, see, we can still harass a commercial vessel, and a commercial vessel isn't going to chance, a billion-dollar commercial vessel is not going to chance being damaged, and the insurance company that insures that commercial vessel is telling it, no, we're not going to pay if you decide to go through that strait, and so on.
Yeah, so I just think, you know, I really did understand that the president was trying to give them the benefit of the doubt. I really think, obviously, he's a master negotiator, and that says a lot about him as a person, too, and as a leader. You know, he's not just going to recklessly put our men and women in uniform in danger without thoughtful consideration. I just think that was a major wake-up call. Now, I was very encouraged to see that he released the statement saying that we have to respond.
Yeah.
I just hope that it's now we put our foot on their neck and we don't take it up until they stop moving.
I do, too. And you know, I also understand that there might be some pressure coming from the other Gulf states. Hey, please don't aggravate these guys any more than we already have. They could blow up our oil refinery if they wanted to. And I understand all that. And that would raise, and that's the other thing, anything Trump does is going to raise oil prices, because oil is priced on speculation, and if the speculation doesn't look positive in that region, oil prices are going to go up, and he's been battling that.
Yeah, you know, and my response to that would be, well, they'll have that capability regardless if we don't take them out.
True.
Whether they attack your oil facilities now or 10 years down the road, if we get a president that's not quite so tough or determined to see this through, that would be my response. It's now or never. I mean,
well,
again,
and the other side of that argument
years.
Is the other side of that argument is the quicker we neutralize them and bomb them into submission, the quicker that the free trade through the Strait of Hormuz resumes.
100% Without this ominous cloud on the horizon that we know is still there, that we're basically, if we don't completely decapitate this regime, and I mean to the point to where there is nobody left to negotiate with except a brand new fresh start, they will always be a problem. I mean, it's in their, correct me if I'm wrong, but their founding principle was that the regime believes that they are here to kick off the apocalypse and bring back the Mahdi.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't negotiate with, there's no negotiating.
No, this
and,
is
I,
a...
and again, I go back to, we killed that, the son, I mean, we killed his wife, his son, his father. He doesn't want to negotiate. I mean, he was crazy before. They were set on their ways before. I think that they're more hardened now. He's isolated at best, even if he is still retaining as much power as the IRGC is letting on. He's isolated at best. So I just think that it's time to do exactly what that song says, turn him into a parking lot.
Yes.
Yes. Turn him into a parking lot. Give the people a fresh start. You know, I know that the thought was, well, we don't want to bomb their oil facilities and power plants because there has to be something there to rebuild. I understand but you're never going to get to that point unless you wipe the slate clean. And honestly, I would say that the Iranian people, the people themselves, are a tough and determined people, and I think that they would rather a fresh start than to continue living under this oppressive regime indefinitely, which is what's going to happen if we don't take it out. So, Lee, again, I always say this, but I enjoy the show. I think that you are a true blessing for the Oklahoma area, and I'll keep on listening on.
My cup runneth over, Zach, in Oklahoma City. Thank you for listening and calling in to Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377. Edmund has a plan for data centers. Now do they have a plan for firefighting? And what is a parliamentarian? Why does Trump want that one fired? Coming up on Freedom 96.9. Giving Dad a lawnmower for Father's Day is about like giving your mother a mop. Oh, great! Now I can do all my chores. No, get Dad something he really wants for Father's Day. A new gun. Uh-huh. Father's Day, it's just about here, and instead of another gift, he's just going to stuff in the drawer and not look at again ever in his life. Go to H&H Shooting Sports. The Smith & Wesson Shield Plus 9mm Bundle. This is what's good about the whole bundle. It's not just the gum that you have to then put other stuff on it. They've all got it all in one box. It's the pistol itself, the 9mm, three total mags, and a Viridian optic. And you're going to want that optic eventually, because everybody's going optic these days. And it's all just $479.99. Hey, how about a Henry? Everybody needs a Henry in their Ever seen what a man with a Henry rifle can do? Remember that from Silverado? Well, now's your chance to get one. The Golden Boy, 22 rifle is now just $589.99. And take 20% off all Pro-Tech knives. Give Dad something he really wants for Father's Day from H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's home for guns and gear.
When it comes to freedom, size matters. Your 100,000-watt voice of freedom. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
Larry Stein, Oklahoma County Assessor. Larry Stein's office saves more than $5 million a year. That's $14,000 a day using advanced technology. Larry Stein's office earns awards for leadership, transparency, and efficiency. Legislation Larry has helped pass saves all property owners, seniors, and veterans billions. Yes, billions of dollars in property tax cuts. Stick with Stein. Vote for proven results. The Stein way. Vote Larry Stein. Vote early. Vote absentee. Vote June 16th. Paid for by families and friends of Larry Stein.
I'm Larry Stein. I approve this message.
No sooner does the hail stop falling than you get the knock on the door from fly-by-night roofers. But are they registered with the state, licensed, and bonded? Will they hit you with a lot of extra charges and unscrupulous contracting schemes? I'm Lee Matthews. Stick with a roofer that's been doing this for over 40 years in Oklahoma. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. 405-877-7663. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. Saving lives, protecting property, and fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
It's time for Rustic Rebels June Barn Sale this Friday and Saturday from 9 to 5. We will be featuring one-of-a-kind artwork, vintage lighting, neon signs, antique gold scale, knife collection, antique guns, jewelry, and so much more. Yaya's Barn Finds, Chadwick's Garden Decor, CW's Welding Art, Wright Brothers Painting, and many other vendors will be here. 10% of all sales will be going to Ellison Avenue Methodist Church Food Pantry. Mount Zion will be providing hamburgers along with their bake sale. Come out and enjoy the day with Rustic Rebel, located at 4011 North Radio Road in El Reno, this Friday and Saturday from 9 to 5. Free admission and parking.
The new Freedom 96.9 and Liberty Fest 2026, honoring 250 years of American independence and the 100th anniversary of the legendary Route 66. Find out more at freedom969.com.
Freedom 96.9, AccuWeather forecast, partly cloudy tonight, low 76. Partly cloudy, 30% chance of rain tomorrow, high of 93. Tomorrow night, 77 for the low. Into Thursday, partly cloudy, 40% chance of rain, high of 95. Friday, partly cloudy, 20% chance of rain, high of 94. It's 92 right now at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. Lee Matthews and The Drive. So, Iran shot down one of our helicopters. What should Trump do? More towns in Oklahoma are putting the brakes on data centers. Now it is Edmond. What do you think? And Edmond firefighters are urging the city of Edmond to adopt a wildfire protection plan to address increased risks, improve preparedness, and secure grant funding. Hadn't they already? Edmond firefighters pushing the city to adopt a community wildfire protection plan. Firefighters highlighted recent major wildfires near Edmond, including the Simpson Road fire, which destroyed 30 homes. As Edmond expands eastward to open land, wildfire threat is increasing. Back to the west, we're moving into Oklahoma City, Deer Creek areas as well, so the development is kind of stifled on that side. As to the development on the east, we're encountering more land that hasn't been touched in quite some time. And the fire department is recommending the city adopt a wildfire protection plan, which is described more as of a report card identifying areas that need improvement. Once that passes the city council and it's adopted, they're going to form other groups with stakeholders and start using data to create recommendation on what to do. So if it hasn't been done, it needs to be done. President Trump called the Senate Majority Leader John Thune to immediately fire Senate Parliamentarian Elizabeth McDonough to clear the way for Senate Republicans to pass the Save America Act, which would require proof of citizenship to register to vote and photo ID to cast a ballot. Senate Majority Leader John Thune should immediately fire the parliamentarian who treats Republicans and everything they stand for horribly, he said. He also posted that on Truth Social. The parliamentarian ruled that the Save America Act did not comply with the state's Byrd Rule, which determines that legislation is eligible to be included in a budget reconciliation package that can pass with a simple majority. As a result, Lindsey Graham and Mike Lee, two of Trump's allies, had to ask for 60 votes to waive the budgetary objections in order to consider the proposals to amend the budget reconciliation package with the Save America Act. Both motions fell well short of the 60 votes. When Graham first offered a motion to suspend the budget rules, four Republicans voted no. The president tried to pressure GOP leaders into finding a new parliamentarian last month. McDonnell ruled against a provision which budget reconciliation package to provide $1 billion for security updates and the White House, including construction of the ballroom. Trump posted on Truth Social back in May that the parliamentarian posed a major obstacle to passing the Save America Act. The parliamentarian decides what can be put into the Senate rules and what can't. I've had a conversation about the parliamentarian with James Langford, who said, as far as he's concerned, she's been exceedingly fair. She's been very observant and considerate of Democrat wants and needs and Republican wants and needs. What they probably should do is find a way to change the Save America Act to where it is not a budgetary item, and therefore they would only need a simple majority. That, or they need to grow a pair and blow out the silent filibuster. Force anybody who wants to filibuster to actually have to be there to filibuster. Now, the disadvantage to that is that the senators can tag team. It doesn't have to be one senator holding the floor as long as they can like it used to be. So a senator could, they could decide they're going to filibuster and one senator do 2 hours and then tag team over to another senator 2 hours and so on and so forth. And they continue that in a round robin as long as they want. Which will do the same thing as a regular filibuster would, but at least you'd have to be there doing it. At least that's my take on it. 405-608-4377, what do you think on Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9? I don't know if I told you this. I try not to talk about my stupid maladies because I know that there are people out there that are worse off than I am. I'm glad to be upright and breathing each and every day of the week. But I've got a pinched nerve somewhere in my neck, and, you know, that causes problems all the way down your spine, it seemed. And all I can do is do the exercises, take the medications they gave me, and hope for the best. And I'm not there yet, but the third thing on that list would be make sure that Medicare covers everything. Hey, if you were born in 1961, I bet you're getting a lot of phone calls, emails, texts, and they're trying to confuse you because they want you confused. The more confused you are, the more palatable you are, the more malleable you are, where they can mold you into whatever mold they're trying to stuff you into. No, not you. Not you. You're one of a kind, I tell you. You are out there on your own without a net. You are going to call a well-preserved advisory group and get your own advice to make up your own mind about what you need from Medicare. 405-848-5790. Be the best you can and call the best and make the best call of the summer for all your Medicare information. And the team at Well Preserved will put together a plan that works for you. Again, the team at Well Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790. Don't be malleable. Be static.
It's a double celebration of freedom. The American spirit meets the open road in 2026. We honor 250 years of our nation and 100 years of Route 66. Your voice for freedom is right here. Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9.
Oklahoma families are paying too much, and they deserve someone who understands how to lower insurance premiums. Marty Quinn has spent more than 40 years helping families, seniors, farmers, and small businesses protect what matters most. A conservative leader, Marty Quinn knows how to hold big insurance accountable and fight for lower costs and greater transparency. As insurance commissioner, Marty Quinn will put Oklahoma first, protecting families and standing against government overreach. Consumers always win with Marty Quinn.
Paid for by Friends of Marty Quinn 2026.
If it's neuropathy and chronic pain that you have, you can trust your wellness to Modus Health and their highly trained team. At Modus Health, they're experts in massage, chiropractic care, and physical therapy, and can tackle everything from neuropathy to chronic pain. Serving Oklahoma and beyond, they're here to ease your pain, boost your mobility, and support your health with personalized care. Visit ModusHealth.com for a free consultation. Modus Health, Oklahoma's choice for feeling your best, naturally and effectively. ModusHealth.com.
We're talking about news and opinions from D.C. to OKC. We're Oklahoma's talk radio, the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app. Freedom's First News.
Hey, it's Aaron Brobeck, host of Freedom's First News with Aaron Brobeck on Freedom 96.9. Coming up on your hump day Wednesday, all the news headlines you missed while you were sleeping. Plus, we'll take your calls and comments and your dad joke of the day. It's all coming up Wednesday morning at 7 o'clock on Freedom's First News with Aaron Brobeck on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom's First News, weekdays 7 to 8 a.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
96.9 AccuWeather forecast. Partly cloudy tonight, low 76. Partly cloudy, 30% chance of rain tomorrow, high 93. Tomorrow night, 77 for a low. Into Thursday, partly cloudy, 40% chance of rain and a high of 95. Friday, partly cloudy, 20% chance of rain, high of 94. 92 right now at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. Joe writes, Lee, shouldn't Jake Merrick be included in the June 11th governor's debate now that he's polling in third place? Well, third place, it's a distant third place. And the rules of this particular debate is that it has to be a certain percentage of the poll. So if he's not up in the 20s somewhere, I don't think that's going to work. But that's the way some of these debates work. It depends on your percentage of what you are polling. And basically that's what whoever's putting on a debate, they try to use that as, okay, you're going to be one of the top contenders. It doesn't mean that Jake Merrick won't win. It doesn't mean that Jake Merrick won't pull ahead and be in the runoff, because he's getting a lot of publicity online. And a lot of grassroots publicity. So it's entirely possible. 405-608-4377. Jonathan writes, I'm a Jan Sixer. Entrapment happened when the doors were open and we were let in and given tours while the feds in the crowd led the crowd away. We watched a video at the 12-second mark. A dude walked in against the flow of traffic saying, Welcome home, brave men. He was a friend of Ray Epps. Murder was committed when Michelle Bird was shot, an unarmed protester, and Leela Morris beat another one to death. Incitement occurred when the peaceful crowd was fired upon with flashbangs and rubber bullets to the face. A miscarriage of justice took place when Americans were charged with assault against law enforcement for stopping cops' punches with their face. Selective prosecution happened when prison sentences were handed down for the same charges. $50 tickets were given in the past and afterwards. It was the only Trump rally with no counter-protest because Antifa disguised themselves as MAGA supporters and initiated the breach. The double standard and hypocrisy of partisan law occurred when BLM rioters caused over $1 billion in damages, killed 22, including a cop, and in the end, 95% of the cases were dropped and many got paid. The cover-up was the sham of the J6 committee, doctoring evidence, then deleting it all. The Fedsurrection combined all of it and used the riot to stop the reading of the election fraud at the joint session of Congress. The big lie was and is that it was a free and fair election. God bless the J6ers. Well, Jonathan, if you are a J6er, I wish you well. And a lot of this has come to light because they're trying to plow it up again and use it against Trump for his pardons of all the J6ers. And some of the pardons he did over the weekend. We were talking about that about an hour ago. Over the weekend, Trump pardoned some people. And, of course, Democrats are trying to make it sound like he pardoned his buddies who were convicted federal criminals. No, these were people who had been targeted by the weaponization of the Department of Justice. They couldn't get Trump, so they were going after Trump supporters. And they found some things in the process, some insider trading going on, and they threw the book at him. And what should have been a parole violation, they ended up getting 22 years in prison. So Trump pardoned them because they took one for him. And I don't blame him. Thanks a lot for writing in to lmatthews at freedom969.com. You can also call 405-608-4377. On Freedom 96.9, it's Oklahoma's talk radio. On the way, how and why is the city of Norman involved?
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. Vice President J.D. Vance says the U.S. and Israel share key security interests, but may diverge on strategy towards Iran, stressing that any nuclear deal must be verified through strict inspections and compliance. He appeared on Fox News last night.
I don't assume that anybody's acting in good faith. Obviously, we've been very involved in these negotiations. We're, of course, going to verify it, but if we get to this deal, it's going to be a home run win for the American people.
Vance says the administration's goal is a long-term settlement that prevents Iran from obtaining nuclear weapons. The U.S. Postal Service is highlighting safety this June as part of its Dog Bite Awareness Month.
Post office officials are urging dog owners to keep pets secured and away from the mailbox when it's time for the mail to arrive. Over 5,000 dog bites involving mail carriers were reported across the country last year. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Jeremy Thurman with McIntyre Law with your McIntyre Minute.
A few years back, a severe wind and hailstorm tore through my neighborhood and ripped off half the shingles right off my roof. I figured my insurance company would do the right thing. I'd paid my premiums for years. I was wrong. They lowballed me. They delayed. They acted like the damage was somehow my fault. And I'm a lawyer. I do this for a living. If they'll fight me that hard, imagine what they'll do to a family who's never been through it. That's exactly why I do what I do. When the storm passes and the insurance company starts giving you the runaround, you do not have to face them alone. At McIntyre Law, we know their playbook because we've lived it too. Call us. Let us do the fighting so you can get back to rebuilding. Call us at 405-777-7000. Let us do the fighting so you can get back to rebuilding.
If you need me, you can find me at McIntyreLaw.com or call me at 777-7000.
Catch our show, Legal Talk with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9.
And that's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by Be Well Acupuncture. Tired of living with pain? Be Well Acupuncture in Edmond can help. Visit BeWellOKC.com. Oklahoma County leaders are changing jail financial procedures ahead of an upcoming audit. The jail trust voted to require two signatures on payroll and salary documents after concerns over unapproved raises last year. Officials also recently uncovered a $14 million bookkeeping error. Leaders say delays in last year's audit nearly caused problems for county finances and the new jail project. A special meeting is expected later this month. Oklahoma City Public Schools are continuing the search for teachers ahead of the next school year. District leaders say they currently have about 150 openings. Officials say recruiting now happens year-round because of the statewide teacher shortage. The district encourages alternatively certified teachers to apply. Starting pay is a little more than $45,000 a year. Oklahoma voters are set to see new I Voted stickers during the June 16th primary. Election officials say the stickers now recognize America's upcoming 250th anniversary. Early voting runs June 11th through the 13th, and officials are also reminding voters that Oklahoma has closed primary elections. Election day polls will be open from 7 to 7. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Hey, this is Dr. Tony from Be Well Acupuncture in Oklahoma City. Are you not from around here? We can still help you with your peripheral neuropathy with our outpatient optimization program, which means we send everything you need to reverse your neuropathy right to your house. Be Well Acupuncture understands that traveling can be difficult when you are in pain, and we're here to help even from afar. Take the next step to your relief. Call 405-697-5121 or visit BeWellOKC.com to get started today.
Running for Oklahoma governor ain't supposed to be easy. You gotta be tough. So Mike Mazie's whining and crying as we learn about his liberal record? Tough luck, Mikey. See, while President Trump crushed the woke left, Mike Mazie allowed transgender surgeries in Oklahoma. That's right. Mazie voted to allow a taxpayer-funded hospital to hide children undergoing radical gender reassignment treatments, sex changes that transitioned boys into girls and girls into boys. But that's not all. Trump's MAGA movement would have been crushed by Hillary Clinton if Mike Mazie got his way. Mazie voted to remove Oklahoma from the Electoral College, going to a national popular vote. that would have rigged the system for crooked Hillary Clinton.
Thanks, Mike Mazie, for trying so close.
A transgender ally endangering our kids. A Clinton lover and Trump hater. MAGA phony Mike Mazie. Woke, radical, and just too liberal for Oklahoma. Paid for by Make Oklahoma Great Again. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. 601 South Boulder Avenue, Suite 610. Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74119. 918-947-9459.
One of the largest school districts in the country got rid of DEI, and guess what happened? Got it coming up on Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect partly cloudy skies with a breeze and warm temperatures with a low of 75. Tomorrow will bring partly sunny conditions with winds gusting over 40 miles per hour and very warm weather, reaching a high of 94. Tomorrow night, it will be breezy and humid under a crystal clear sky with a low of 74. Thursday will be windy and continue to be very warm with a mix of clouds and sun and the possibility of a thunderstorm in the afternoon, reaching a high of 93. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
Might as well be walking on the sun.
Y'all pay both of them to do the double jobs. SPLC does. Really, you hire them to do the bombing, then
you're asserting a lot of things.
Bombing, that's weird.
Dr. King, you're asserting a lot of things under oath, and you haven't brought the evidence with you. So I'll
get some for you.
Okay, please, bring us the evidence, and I'll yield back to you, Mr. Church.
I'll
get some for you. That's Dr. Alveda King, the niece of Dr. Martin Luther King. She is not a fan of the Southern Poverty Law Center because she says the Southern Poverty Law Center is trying to keep racism alive as it has started to die, just like her uncle, Dr. King, said it would. And she's basically saying you're paying both sides. And she's right. A grand jury agrees. Freedom 969, it's Lee Matthews on the drive. Dennis is in Oklahoma City.
No, Kingfisher.
Kingfisher, good to hear from you, Dennis.
As always. Hey, Lee, I wanted to bring up about that Vernon lady that's getting her parole pushed forward for the sirloin stockades. My father-in-law was the first officer at that murder scene, and he gave me details about that were pretty graphic.
Oh, I bet they were.
They were horrifying. But the thing that really got me is when he told me about what they did to the Air Force couple that they lured to stop on the side of the road to steal their car. And the Air Force couple had a kid in it with them. And they shot the mother and father. And the kid was running to get away. And they shot him in the back and left him for dead.
Oh, my Lord.
To me and to my stepfather, my father-in-law, who has since passed, those people were the epitome of evil. He said they even laughed about it and smiled when the police talked to him about it. And they called him, his name was Lanny for first name. I'm not going to say his last name.
Mm-hmm.
And they called him Pooh Bear. So any of the police officers out there that listen, they'll know exactly who I'm talking about. He retired from OCPD.
Yeah.
He was always shadowed by that scene for the rest of his career. He said he could never forget about it. It was one of those things that wouldn't go away.
Well, and just because she's up for parole doesn't mean she'll get it.
Well, hopefully she won't because she don't deserve it.
No. And that's for the parole board to decide. But they are pretty harsh. The parole board they don't do a lot of commuting of sentences, and they don't do a lot of letting. Usually when you're going before the parole board, you're not going to get paroled.
Yeah, my father-in-law said if he had his way, they would rot until H froze over.
Yeah.
I don't know if I could say that word, but you know what I mean.
No, I understand. It was a horrible thing. And it's spelled the beginning of mass shootings and mass murdering. And basically the end of sirloin stockade, that's for sure.
Yeah, and he said some of the people were just kids. So I don't think she deserves to get loose.
Well,
I'm sorry.
I don't either, but you know, the whole sirloin stockade and a lot of other things, you know, the going postal in Edmond in 1986, that's why you need to carry a weapon.
Yeah. There was only one thing. I heard you talking about Jake Merrick and all that.
Mm-hmm.
All I have to say is to our fellow listeners, do the research. Don't just say because this person was the AG of Oklahoma or this person's got this record. Do the research and vote for the person you feel will do the best job.
Yeah.
And I think that might change the outcome if people would actually do that.
Yep.
And I'm not going to say who I'm going to vote for, but I'm sure you can probably figure it out.
Well, that's just who's the only one that has a plan written out? Here's what I want to do, and here's how I want to do it.
Yeah, I had one of the representatives. He's running for state representative. He came knocking on my door. His mm-hmm. first name's Bradley. I won't go into his last name. But I told him to contact your show. I said you'd be happy to discuss things with him on the air with the listeners and
yeah,
all that.
Yeah, I'm kind of waiting till after we get through the first primary and narrow the field down, because by law I would have to talk to all of them. And some of these legislative seats have 3 and 4 and 5 people running for it. And you know, the 5th congressional district has Stephanie Bice, but she's being challenged by 2 Democrats. And the 2 Democrats, I read their platform yesterday, and I'm like, I wouldn't want to have these 2 on the air. They're idiots. So
yeah. Yeah, that's like Grad Plattner saying he didn't know what that tattoo meant.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think there's a person in the world that don't know that.
Oh,
go to the remote parts of Africa and find somebody. Oh, yeah, we know what that means.
And this is the best the Democrats can do? Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that does it for me, Lee. You have
a good
one.
You too. Glad you're listening. Glad you're listening to Freedom 96.9 in Kingfisher, 405-608-4377. It's Lee Matthews on the Drive. My grandpa, if he had gone to school beyond 8th grade, I'm convinced would have been a certified genius. The man was a mechanical savant. I once saw him fabricate a muffler for a lawnmower engine with a tuna can. Yeah, and he loved Chevrolets. He compared everything to a Chevrolet. Well, I'll flat out drag a Chevrolet. Well, that's like a Chevrolet on a Sunday morning, because he thought, you know, you had to have your regular old truck that you just tooled around town in, and then you had to go in a church car on Sunday, which was usually a Chevy Impala. I think that was the last one he bought, a 1972 Chevy Impala, which, by the way, he fabricated his own trailer hitch for. Frontier Chevrolet is, you don't have to fabricate your own stuff, but speaking of mechanical savants, their entire service team is full of mechanical savants, and what they don't know, the computers will tell them. Family oriented, right there in El Reno, just a stone's throw and minutes drive from Oklahoma City or wherever you are on El Reno's Auto Alley. Just off Route 66, a short drive to El Reno for great savings and even better service. Frontier Auto Group, 405-262-3355, 405-262-3355, frontiermotor.net.
Celebrating 250 years of freedom. This is Oklahoma's talk radio, the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com. Our hosts are always right.
David Ostro, Republican for Lieutenant Governor.
I'm David Ostro. I flew combat missions for the U.S. Navy hunting Soviet submarines.
David Ostro, Christian servant, husband, father, and business owner. David Ostro knows how to create a growing economy.
I built my company from 1 employee to over 1,000.
David Ostro put the state of Oklahoma's checkbook online to fight fraud and put more money in the real economy. David Ostro knows to improve schools and put more money in the classroom, we must fight the fraud that steals money from students. David Ostro understands to create good-paying jobs for Oklahomans, we must stop payments to illegal aliens.
I've hunted America's enemies, and now I'm hunting fraud, waste, and abuse.
David Ostro for Lieutenant Governor. Same oath, new mission. Authorized and paid for by David Ostro for Lieutenant Governor 2026.
Tractor Bob's Tractor Store ain't got no carpet on the floor. Tractor Bob's Tractor Store ain't got no expensive decor.
Folks, Tractor Bob's has a sizzling summer deal for you. Yanmark SA425 tractor package includes tractor with loader, box blade, brush hog, and trailer. $27,499 or $300 per month. 10-year powertrain warranty and best price guarantee. Only at Tractor Bob's, I-240 and Shields, Oklahoma City.
Tractor Bob's.
TractorBob.com. TractorBob.com.
From the Strait of Hormuz to the Oklahoma City oil field, we're the local talk station you can depend on. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
Freedom 96.9, AccuWeather forecast, calling for partly cloudy skies, low tonight of 76, partly cloudy, 30% chance of rain tomorrow, high 93. Tomorrow night, 77 for a low, into Thursday, partly cloudy, 40% chance of rain and a high of 95. Friday, partly cloudy, 20% chance of rain, high 94. It's 92 right now at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. Oklahoma Highway Patrol released new details on a man who ran away from a traffic collision on Turner Turnpike, probably because he owed a toll. Anyway, about 3:10 p.m. on June 4th, troopers responded to a single vehicle crash on the Turner Turnpike after the driver, who was later identified as Cesar Fierro, crashed his vehicle. EMS said Fierro was acting aggressively towards them before the troopers actually arrived. Prior to troopers arriving, he fled the crash on foot into a wooded area, and that was north of the Turning Turnpike, where later his body was found by his family. Huh. He may have been under the influence of something. And why is the city of Norman going out of its way to encourage more homelessness? That coming up on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. Hi, it's Lee Matthews. You are on the air. What's your name?
Russell.
And Russell, where are you?
Oklahoma City.
Good to hear from you, sir.
I got a question.
Right.
I was looking at one of the candidates for running, the Democratic candidate for Stephanie Bice.
Oh, yeah. The 5th Congressional District.
Yeah, Trademark. Trademark. He says he's an eighth generation Oklahoma.
Fifth?
Is that even possible?
You said fifth? I'm having a hard time understanding you, Russell. I don't know if you're in some wind or what.
Is that better?
That's much better, yes.
Oh, yeah, I had it on speaker.
Okay.
And I got the AC and the fan on, so...
Well, that's fine, as long as you're not standing next to it.
I'm not. Anyway, Trey Martin says he's an eighth-generation Oklahoman.
Eighth-generation,
I was just wondering.
Huh?
I just wonder if that's even possible.
Ah.
Now, I have a granddaughter that's like 13,
mm-hmm.
and... She could possibly be an eighth generation because I did her family's genealogy.
Yeah.
And I traced it all the way back, like, to her, like, her eighth great, or grandfather times eight grandfather was a true Chickasaw Indian.
Okay.
And I think he was born exactly, if when they actually came and arrived in Oklahoma or Indian Territory.
Yeah.
Because he was most likely born in 1830.
Right.
And that's about the time that they arrived in Indian Territory. So,
yeah.
Give or take which 1830s it is, she could be possibly be eighth generation Oklahoman.
Yes.
But he looks about like 40, maybe 30. And I don't know if that's legit. And he don't look like he's Indian. I could be wrong.
Right. It's weird for me because my great-grandfather waited a long time before he got married and had children. So he was an old man by the time my grandfather came along. So I'm only three generations from the Civil War. Because my great-grandfather was a little boy during the Civil War, but he didn't get married till maybe late 1800s and then didn't have children till 1914, 1915. So, yeah, so I can only say I'm a third generation from the Civil War.
Well, my great-grandmother was born in Indian Territory
okay.
in 1898.
Yeah.
I'm a fourth generation.
Yeah.
So,
And that's about right. That's, you know, it would be fourth or fifth, but you go back any further, there was no Oklahoma.
Well, unless you have Indian descent.
Right.
Which,
but then you weren't in Oklahoma. You were probably in another state. If you were a Seminole and you trace your lineage back to the Seminole Nation before the Seminoles were exiled from Florida to Oklahoma, well, then you're not an Oklahoman. You see, your generation was in Florida. You see?
Yeah. But anyway, I looked up his little history or whatever, or how he came, where he's from. It only talks about very little about him being in the Union and being eighth generation Oklahoma. And then he says, donate here. Anyway, him and his opponent both agree that health care is a human right.
Yes.
But that just brings me up. Didn't I hear you once before? Here, it wasn't too long ago that you, when you was living in Louisiana, didn't you have a health care savings account?
No, I currently have a health savings account. I currently have one. Yeah, and I built it up from when I was over there.
Okay.
So the question is, I'm still using it.
Okay, so how long have you had it?
I've had it probably 20 years.
Okay. What happens, and it follows you no matter where, right?
Yes, it follows me no matter where, yeah.
Through what company?
Well, I'm not going to say the name of the company, but it was the company I worked for when I was over there.
Over there. Okay.
And I still have a Visa debit card that's what I use when I use that particular health savings account. And I probably have enough on there to get a boob job if I wanted to. Okay?
So what happens if you decide to, can you cash it out?
No, that was the biggest disappointment of the whole arrangement. The only thing I can do is spend it on certain items. So if I wanted to go in and have a scan that the doctor's not going to pay for, or, you know, maybe a heart scan that insurance isn't going to pay for, I could spend it on that.
Okay, what happens when you retire?
I lose it then.
You lose it then you have to get on Medicare?
Yes.
Mm.
So
what happens with the money?
Well, it vanishes in thin air because I was working for the mob, basically. So, you know.
I want him dead. I want his family dead. I want his house burnt to the ground. I want to go to the middle of the night.
No, it might follow me. You know, I got to check on that. It might follow me after I retire because it is my money. It's money they paid me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if there was a candidate who was supporting on, changing the law about if you wanted to cash out, like when you hit retirement, they will most likely hit you with a service charge.
Oh, there'd be happy with that? I'd have to pay income tax on all that because it was all pre-taxed.
What if you didn't have to?
Well, I don't know how I wouldn't be, but I'm not sure where you're going.
If somebody would change the,
I'm not sure where you're going with this, Russell. Where are you going with all this?
Well, if there was a candidate who wanted to bring up a better health care system, health care reform, like if you wanted to cash out for whatever reason, you can cash out. But you would have to pay a service charge, like that is an insurance company. They are holding your money.
Okay.
Right?
So is that what this guy wants to do?
No. This is my plan. This is my idea.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
Like,
you're on the right track. You're on the right track, Russell. What we need is a sponsored account for health care that you would pay into from your paycheck, like you pay Social Security, but you would be able to spend it on anything that is related to health care. And that way, you're insuring yourself, basically.
Okay.
Yeah.
But how much would they charge you? you wanted to, if you cash out, then you would have to pay taxes, like you said.
Well, yeah, if it were a tax shelter, in other words, if it came out pre-taxed and you wanted to, but if you ask me, if it comes out when you're pre-taxed, it's just like Social Security when you're pre-taxed. You shouldn't have to pay taxes on that because you already paid taxes on it.
Yeah. So I was just wondering, what would be the tax rate, though?
I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, whatever.
What would be a good tax rate?
It would be whatever you made. I mean, whatever tax bracket you were in.
Okay.
Anyway, but you lost me when you said this Democrat candidate for 5th Congressional District thinks that health care is a right. You understand, if health care is a right, that means the government has to guarantee it, which means the government would have to guarantee your health, which means if you got cancer, you could sue the government because they didn't guarantee your health. You see how absurd health care as a right is.
I agree with you with that part, but I'm thinking of a different perspective, because if you, like, need an operation, like I had my kidney, or not my kidney, my gallbladder taken out, and I didn't have health insurance at the time, I didn't have to pay for nothing because I didn't pay the bill. But it all depends. The way I look at it, it's not the health insurance that you need to point the fingers at. Isn't it the hospitals who create the charges?
And it's getting we're getting complicated, Russell, and I'm running out of time, I'm afraid. Health insurance is risk insurance. That's how they set their pricing, is the risk. Now, if everybody had the program that you were talking about, everybody would be paying the same amount, and I think that would then lower costs. But I'm not an economist. Thanks a lot for the call on Freedom 96.9. As hard as you work for your money, it seems like there's always somebody who's there trying to take it away from you. That's why you need to put that money somewhere where people won't try to take money from you. People will try to give you more money for letting them use your money to make them more money. And that place is Maguire Capital. Maguire Capital, it's Lee Matthews. Mike Maguire is my friend. And if he wasn't my friend, I wouldn't tell you about him, I promise. I sat down and had lunch with him a couple years back, and we sat down and just talked our stories. And wouldn't you know that he and I are about the same age, and we've had a lot of the same experiences in life, and our parents and grandparents are all Sooners and have been here in Oklahoma as long as they've been in Oklahoma. And he's been doing what he's doing in the investment game for as long as I've been in radio. So since he was 14, and I was about 15 when I got licensed. That's why you can trust Mike Maguire. He's seen the ups. He's seen the downs. He knows when to bear. He knows when to bull. And he puts all that together in his radio show that you can hear on Saturdays at 10 to 1 on the Bull and Bear Show. Mike
From
Maguire.
Wars in the Middle East to conflicts at home, we're the only station you need to stay informed. We're the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app.
Larry Stein, Oklahoma County Assessor. Larry Stein's office saves more than $5 million a year. That's $14,000 a day using advanced technology. Larry Stein's office earns awards for leadership, transparency, and efficiency. The other guy has lots of DUIs, felony convictions, hasn't paid his property taxes, and even served prison sentences in Oklahoma and Kansas. Can you trust a felon with DUI? You can trust Larry Stein. Stick with Stein. Vote Larry Stein. Vote early. Vote absentee. Vote June 16th. Paid for by families and friends of Larry Stein.
I'm Larry Stein. I approve this message.
Why do we do vision correction? Why do I love what we do every single day? I get to help people see better than they ever have in their past.
Here's Dr. Luke from ClearSight.
I had LASIK myself, one of the best decisions I ever made. It is the ability to just wake up and see. It's functional vision. It's not having to worry about the hassle of glasses and contacts, readers, bifocals. Nobody wants to get older. Nobody wants to not be able to see. Nobody loves blurry vision.
Well, it's absolutely changed my life to be able to just get out of bed and just start my day. I cannot recommend this enough. And my only regret is that I waited so long.
What people do love is being able to wake up, see, live their lives, go hunting, go fishing, go to the lakes, just enjoy life. And what's better than that?
If you want to see clearly without glasses, contacts, readers, or bifocals, then schedule your free eye exam with ClearSight and take advantage of 0% financing for up to 36 months. Call 405-733-2020 or visit clearsight.com. And remember,
2020 or it's free.
That's the ClearSight guarantee. And you are going to love what you see.
I went way over with my good friend Russell, so we'll make this one quick. Freedom 96.9, it's Oklahoma's Talk Radio, and Lee Matthews on the way. Like being a sanctuary city? Well, how about losing your international status if you are? One of the largest school districts in the country got rid of DEI. Care to guess what happened to all of their grades? And I'm going to get into why Norman.
KQOP, Enid, Oklahoma City. Freedom Talk and News.
I'm Bo Beecraft. A 52-year-old man facing multiple felony charges after burglarizing six businesses. But first, your national update.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. Apple's Worldwide Developers Conference continues today after outgoing CEO Tim Cook gave his final keynote address to the gathering.
Apple's Tim Cook says it's been the honor of a lifetime to work at a company creating the best products in the world to deliver experiences that enrich people's lives. He called his 15 years at the helm of Apple a constant reminder that imagination has no limits. Apple also announced it is rebranding Siri as Siri AI using Apple Intelligence. Apple says its next Mac OS will be called Golden Gate, and the company announced enhancements to its child safety tools. I'm Rory O'Neill.
A tech startup is launching autonomous boats from San Diego.
The local startup CSATS says one of its 12-foot lightfish vessels recently crossed the Taiwan Strait on its own and tracked Chinese ships that were not broadcasting their identity. The boats act like floating data relays, picking up underwater signals and sending them to satellites so crews on land can see what's happening in remote parts of the ocean. CSATS has raised about $40 million and landed $100 million in defense contracts, and it plans to grow into a larger Claremont headquarters with more hiring. The company says it will ramp up production from about one boat a week to nearly one a day as demand increases. I'm John Fink.
Sir Idris Elba says the audience won't go for a black man playing James Bond.
Elba, a black British actor, was heavily rumored to be in consideration to play the next iteration of Ian Fleming's 007 after Daniel Craig left the franchise in 2021. Speaking to British GQ, Elba said those rumors were never legit. He went on to say Bond shouldn't stray so far from Fleming's original creation and that it shouldn't be made woke. Elba said that a black James Bond isn't what most audiences like in their culture. I'm Mark Mayfield.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. There's enormous frustration right now with healthcare costs. It is amazing. Healthcare costs for families in the last 20 years have almost tripled, and it just keeps getting worse. All this to say, this is why MediShare is so in demand right now. People are looking for alternatives, and MediShare is proven. You can save thousands of dollars a year and actually like it more. Over a million Americans are now part of healthcare sharing, and MediShare is the gold standard. It's trusted. It works. It's been helping people save money and have peace of mind now for 30 plus years. It's not some big impersonal thing either. It's a community of people like you helping each other. So yeah, if you're frustrated too, here's your chance to make a refreshing change. You'll notice the difference as soon as you call. They're easy to talk to. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo Beecraft. News is brought to you by ICS Concrete Coatings. Transform your concrete from ordinary to extraordinary. Visit ICSConcreteCoatings.com. A 52-year-old man is facing multiple felony charges after police say he burglarized six businesses across War Acres. Investigators say William Donovan cut power to buildings by removing electrical meters before breaking in and stealing valuable items. Surveillance footage led officers to a motel room where he was arrested after allegedly trying to flee through a window. OKC police say investigators have also linked him to several additional burglary cases around the area. A deadly house fire in northwest OKC remains under investigation after one person died early Thursday morning. Firefighters arrived to find a large fire that was visible from several blocks away. Officials report one person inside the home was killed, while another person sleeping on the porch escaped safely. Investigators are now working to determine what caused the blaze. A new Oklahoma National Guard Museum is opening this week in Oklahoma City. The museum will open Friday on Northeast Grand Boulevard, with officials saying it highlights the history of Oklahoma's Army and Air National Guard from pre-statehood through modern times. Leaders say the museum is designed to preserve military history for future generations. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Oklahoma families are paying too much, and they deserve someone who understands how to lower insurance premiums. Marty Quinn has spent more than 40 years helping families, seniors, farmers, and small businesses protect what matters most. A conservative leader, Marty Quinn knows how to hold big insurance accountable and fight for lower costs and greater transparency. As insurance commissioner, Marty Quinn will put Oklahoma first, protecting families and standing against government overreach. Consumers always win with Marty Quinn.
Paid for by friends of Marty Quinn, 2026.
Trump is not going after the Southern Poverty Law Center, but a grand jury is. More coming up on Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect partly cloudy skies with a breeze and warm temperatures with a low of 75. Tomorrow will bring partly sunny conditions with winds gusting over 40 miles per hour and very warm weather, reaching a high of 94. Tomorrow night, it will be breezy and humid under a crystal clear sky with a low of 74. Thursday will be windy and continue to be very warm with a mix of clouds and sun and the possibility of a thunderstorm in the afternoon, reaching a high of 93 with your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. I'm meteorologist Jason Catarina.
It's happening now.
We asked all the states to partner with us
on the new Freedom 96.9.
The red states, of course, did.
Not last week.
The blue states wouldn't give us the data.
Not yesterday.
The people were destroyed by dirty cops.
Keep up with what's happening.
But, sir, there's no evidence of that.
Now.
Try looking at the tapes one time.
With the new Freedom 96.9.
Let's call it quits because I've had it.
Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
Thank you, darling. Have a good time.
Mr. President, let's please. I traveled all the way to Wisconsin.
It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
Mr. President, please, 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 please don't leave. Please, really, I'll be good. I don't blame him. Don't blame him. She was wasting his time. Lee Matthews and The Drive on Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation. Edmond City Council does not want the same problems that other Oklahoma communities have, and that is with data centers. So they've passed an ordinance that would make it harder and to hold off on any kind of plans until the 31st of December. Why does the president want the Senate parliamentarian fired? Because he wants his Save America Act passed. But what really needs to happen, if you ask me, is they need to alter the Senate rules so those filibusters are not as easy to pull off as they are now. City of Norman seems to be doing everything in their power to encourage homelessness. And once again, they've got a new proposed ordinance that will allow homeowners to apply for permits to enable unhoused individuals to camp out on their lawns under specific conditions. A homeowner since 2017, Roger Nelson, says the impact is on the whole neighborhood, so it'll make a lot of people No. Basically, what you're telling homeowners is if you want homeless people to camp out on your property, you'll be able to let them do that. No, you don't want that. You want them off your property. You want to discourage homelessness. You want to discourage the shanty towns. They are not camping out because they don't have any resources at their disposal. They're camping out because they want to do drugs. They're camping out because they don't want to go into the institutions where you're not allowed to do the drugs. That's what they want. They don't want tents. They don't want free property. They want drugs. 405-608-4377 if you agree or disagree on Freedom 96.9. Howard is in Watonga. Thank you for hanging on.
Liberty Lee, hey, this is Howard. Yeah, so the last caller's idea about HSA and more government intervention.
Yeah.
No, bad idea. Every time the government gets involved, there's rules associated with all kinds of things that bar our freedoms and liberty. They need to be staying out of that kind of stuff. As far as the homelessness is concerned, I'm with you 1,000%. Otherwise, we're going to end up looking like California.
Norman already does.
And they're dangerous. They're dangerous. I mean... Mm-hmm. You know, don't let that creep into our communities because it's gonna tear them up. Again, born and raised in California, from about 2008 till about 2012, that's when the explosion took place.
Yeah,
all the major towns in Northern California ended up with tent cities under the underpasses, down at the civic centers in most cities, that kind of stuff. And by the way, moving on to the next topic, Thune needs to go immediately. They need to get rid of that guy. Soon, Thune is just he's just a thorn. Thune the thorn.
There you go.
I mean, everything that they wanted to do to try to make election integrity happen with the Save America Act, he's blocked every step of the way.
Or slowed it down.
And, you know, and the same old government creep. And then the last question I had is, so it's been a while since we talked about state questions, but I thought that the jungle primary one went down and didn't get on the ballot for this year. Is that correct?
But a group is suing to try to get it looked at again. They're not going to be successful.
Good. Thank God.
Yeah.
And do not raise the minimum wage, people, because what's going to happen is many, many mom and pop businesses are going to end up out of business because they're not going to be able to pay $15 or $20 an hour minimum wages.
No, they're not. And
so, yeah.
Well, and that it's also going to raise even more of the business expenses that the businesses already pay that most people don't understand. You know, the unemployment insurance will go up. All of that will go up, and people don't understand that. They think that these small business people are just out there getting rich with no headaches and no problems. And no, that's not the case at all. And if they want to try to hurt the large companies, it's not going to hurt the large companies because the large companies are actually going to not employ as many people of the town or the community that they normally would because they're going to automate.
Yes.
They're already doing it.
There'll be a lot less opportunities. That's exactly, because during the pandemic, all the mom and pops died in California and all the big box stores got stronger.
Yes.
You're absolutely correct. They decimated the small businesses.
During the pandemic, you saw everybody doing more automation. I mean, stores that didn't have self-checkout all of a sudden had self-checkout.
Well, didn't Walmart do a reversal on that because they had a huge theft problem and now they're going back to checkouts again?
They were looking at that. I mean, the Walmart where I frequent, I haven't seen them get rid of any of their self-checkouts.
Got it. You know? Yeah, but they said they had a huge, loss prevention kind of a problem where they were
losing millions of dollars. I want 3 bottles of wine. They'd only ring up 1. Now, I did notice they're doing a bigger job of watching you. Now, I resented because the other day I was trying to scan something. It wouldn't scan. So I went back.
They have a surveillance. They have a mini surveillance state now.
Yeah. And then here came this guy. Here came this guy. Sir, you did it wrong. Blah, 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 blah. And I said, then why don't you do it for me, employee?
I love it. I know it's nuts. I mean, Oklahomans, listen to Lee. We do not want a nanny. You do not want more of a nanny state here. You do not.
No.
You know.
No.
All the idealistic Democrat. Remember, the Democrat mob bosses always get their hooks into you so that they can increase your taxes and reduce your liberty and freedom. That's what it's all about.
Well, that's what you get when you expect the government to provide more for you. And I don't even care if it's security. We need the government to provide more security so that we can go about our business being safe.
What did one of the early fathers say? He said, Benjamin Franklin? He says, those who want security and freedom deserve neither. In a free society, you cannot guarantee anybody security.
No.
You have to take that onus upon yourself and don't give the power to the government.
No. And you look at, I mean, okay, so I had Russell calling earlier, and I really thought he was going in one direction, and he went in the complete other direction. But he was talking about the Democrat candidates in the 5th Congressional District, and he was talking about what their platforms were. And you go down their platform, and everything on their platform is what government needs to now start doing for you, what government needs to start doing for you. And every single item that you agree to that government is going to do for you is one more freedom you are giving up.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah, and liberty and freedom, it really the government is there. Somebody said it. I don't know if it was Thatcher or it was one of the Reaganites. I can't remember. They said government's purpose is there to unleash freedom for its citizenry. Not growing the nanny state so that they can make your decisions from the cradle to the grave. If I end up dead out there because I didn't pay attention, and that's my fault, you know. But I don't need the government trying to secure my my security at every turn, and I don't need them making decisions in my bedroom. I don't need them making decisions about a baby's being born or not born. I don't need them making decisions about who people sleep with, all this other stuff. But that we have given those controls back to, you know, we the people, we are the government, yes, but we voted people in where they're kind of very, very tyrannical. In my experience, I'm 56 years old. I've been voting since I was 18, since I was able to vote. In my experience, Democrat mob bosses want to get their hooks into you. They always promise you something that the government can do, and they just want to raise your taxes. And by the way, the RINOs were like that for many years too. But the Republicans, in my opinion, the MAGA Republicans, which is a new breed under Trump, they're really, really trying. They're really, really trying. Look how hard they've tried to decrease the amount of government in the last year and a half to 2 years. They fight them tooth and nail on every single precedent.
Yeah.
Everything. It's disgusting. It's horrible. We need to reduce the amount of government to increase our freedoms. And don't buy this, you know, they've always had a major crisis about every 5 to 10 years. You know, 20 years ago, the whole, you know, all the coastal states were supposed to be underwater and we're having a major climate. There's always one major crisis after another. They never let a good crisis go to waste, you know. And, you know, you had the pandemic and then you had the crash of 2008 and you had the SNL scandals of the 80s. They're always using those scandals to grab more government control.
Howard, is now here's what's happening now. And this ties into all the fraud we're starting to see. And then today, the Southern Poverty Law Center on Capitol Hill and the grand jury that charged them. Never let a crisis go to waste. Well, now it's like we've got to create crises so that we can come in and say never let a crisis go to waste. So they have to invent their own crisis because racism is slowly but surely it's going away in our society.
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So the Southern Poverty Law Center, because it's going away, has to create more racism so that they can continue to exist. And Democrats have to create more problems that they can solve so they can continue to exist.
Exactly.
Meanwhile,
exactly.
Republicans are solving problems that we don't have to have anymore. You don't have to have these problems anymore if you solve them. But that's not how a Democrat thinks, or a liberal anyway. That's not how they think.
Yep. Well, I would say the new Democrats are a different animal. They're a Democrat socialist animal They're not the conservative Democrats of our parents' time.
Yeah.
You know, even if there is such a thing, I don't even think there's a middle of the road Democrat anymore, is there?
Doesn't sound to be. I mean, I know of those that like to think of themselves that, but here's what's happening. They're leaving the Democrat Party because the Democrat Party, the imaging perception of being a Democrat is getting to be so negative. They got to get out. They got to get out, and they're becoming either independents or libertarians.
Absolutely. So. Yeah, keep up the good work, Lee. We really love your show, man. Have a good one.
Thank you, Howard, and have a good rest of the evening on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Hi, you are on the air with Lee Matthews. What's your name? Hello? Hello. You are on the air with Lee Matthews. Now you're not. But remember, when you call this radio station, you're calling a radio station. And there's a very good chance you are going to be on the air. Be brave. 405-608-4377. Rick writes, if you don't want to be on the radio, a good rule of thumb would be to write to me via Facebook, X, or lmatthews@freedom969.com, my email address. And that's what Rick did. Lee, it's time for the Supreme Courts to mandate votes counted day of election in all states. Well, Rick, unfortunately, our Constitution leaves local state voting laws up to that state. Now, that all can be superseded when it comes to the federal elections. But the federal elections, that's what's so good about the Save America Act. the Save America Act would do that. You would have to prove who you were with an ID. You could only register to vote with an ID. And the day you do vote, you have an ID. It would eliminate mail-in voting. So you don't have any of this nonsense like they're doing in California where you had a whole month to turn your ballot in. And here we are almost a week later, and they still haven't finished counting the ballots. And you're going to tell me that, oh, no, it's a secure system. It's a very secure system. Really? The least you could do, California, is scan the ballots when they come in. Make that a mandate or a law. When the ballots come in, you scan them. That way the data is there, the vote is counted, and there is no, oh, wait a minute, the Democrats are losing. Go, somebody quick, go find some more Democrat ballots. Thanks a lot, Rick, on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377. A couple weeks ago, I had some emails about a Virginia law. Virginia joined a bunch of the states that were outlawing Glocks. And I said, that's not going to change in states like Virginia and Connecticut and Maryland until somebody comes along and sues. Well, it's happened. And that's coming up on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Are you eligible for Medicare? Well, if you're not, I'm not going to tell you. No, if you're not, you're probably not getting all the phone calls, not getting all the emails, not getting all the texts. No, if you were born in 1961, you're eligible. And instead of doing what everybody else is trying to tell you what to do, you make up your mind by getting all the information first. And you can get all that information that you need on Medicare from the Well-Preserved Advisory Group. Eunice, her son Patrick, or any of the other associates, they'll come out, talk to you in person, and they'll show you ways that you can best utilize what you have coming to you from Medicare. And if there's anything supplemental that is needed along the line, they can provide it. Plus, they get to know you personally, financially, and what your physical level is and where you would like to be. Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790. Don't leave it to a stranger from out of town who doesn't care about you. Eunice Corey does. The team at Well-Preserved, putting together a plan that works for you. 405-848-5790. Well-Preserved Advisory Group.
The new Freedom 96.9 and Liberty Fest 2026, honoring 250 years of American independence and the 100th anniversary of the legendary Route 66. Find out more at freedom969.com.
Larry Stein, Oklahoma County Assessor. Larry Stein's office saves more than $5 million a year. That's $14,000 a day using advanced technology. Larry Stein's office earns awards for leadership, transparency, and efficiency. Legislation Larry has helped pass saves all property owners, seniors, and veterans billions. Yes, billions of dollars in property tax cuts. Stick with Stein. Vote for proven results. The Stein way. Vote Larry Stein. Vote early. Vote absentee. Vote June 16th. Paid for by families and friends of Larry Stein.
I'm Larry Stein. I approve this message.
You've had wind and hail damage? Now what? I'm Lee Matthews. Before you call your insurance company, call 405-877-7663. That's the number to McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. They'll come out, do a complete inspection, even use their high-tech drones. Then talk things over with your insurance company. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx, 405-877-7663. McRoof, saving lives, protecting property by fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
I'm sure you've heard it 1,000 times or more.
All good things must come to an end.
And Stevens Ford wants you to know that employee pricing will end soon. If you've been thinking about trading for a new Ford but just kept putting it off, don't miss this money-saving offer. You pay the same price that a Ford employee would pay for any new Ford. Not only is that a low price, but there are so many other money-saving reasons to act now, like $1,500 off on any Explorer or $1,000 off on F-150. There's just no time to list them all here, so don't miss out. If you've had credit problems in the past, don't let that stop you, because nobody will work harder to get you the credit that you need. Don't wait for tomorrow, because tomorrow never comes. Time is running out. Come to Stevens Ford and Enid today and save.
It's a double celebration of freedom. The American spirit meets the open road in 2026. We honor 250 years of our nation and 100 years of Route 66. Your voice for freedom is right here. Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9.
Oklahoma City, it's Eric Erickson. Remember, I will see you next week. Go to freedom969.com for details. And this week, well, the situation in Iran looks like it might be heating up. I will bring you those details, all the news and headlines, and take your phone calls. Listen live weekdays 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. and call in 877-973-7425. It's Eric Erickson right here on Freedom 96.9.
We actually referred this particular case to the Department of Justice for a full criminal investigation. You had people within Governor Waltz's office who were saying, you know what, this looks like fraud. Clearly, people weren't taking fraud seriously. Whether it rises to the level of a criminal violation, we're going to investigate it. And of course, if it does rise to that level, we're going to prosecute it. We have to.
This is a what did I tell you moment earlier in the program, last week, I think. Anyway, I was talking about Tim Walz and how he is distancing himself from all the fraud in his own state that he overlooked when it came to Medicare and Medicaid fraud. And that the oversight committee that looked into it found that both he and his attorney general turned the other way when it was fraudulent. And I said, until this is turned over to the Department of Justice for a full criminal investigation, we won't know if something criminal has been done. Well, not any sooner had I gotten off the air than J.D. Vance was announcing that on Jesse Walter's show on Fox. So that was it on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. We shall see. The Department of Justice will investigate and see if there's any criminal wrongdoing or just hard negligence. 405-608-4377, Robert in Oklahoma City. Hi.
Hey, I have a question regarding those minimum wage question, state question.
Sure.
How do we know as a voter that they won't pull the same stunt as they did for the public infrastructure districts?
Oh, we don't. We don't. And here's the thing. Here's the thing, Robert. The minimum wage won't just go up in Oklahoma based on Oklahoma's cost of living. The minimum wage will go up gradually to $15 an hour by 2029. And then from then on, it will go up based on the cost of living across the country. So an average across the country. So California, New York, I mean, they have a high cost of living. That'll raise the average way above what Oklahoma's cost of living is. And so they'll keep raising it and raising it and raising it until it'll be impossible for you to do any business.
That's crazy.
It is.
Well, thankfully.
Okay. And I'm sorry. The short answer is we don't know that they wouldn't do that. But it's already built into this particular measure that it will be that the raises of minimum wage will be based on a national average, not an Oklahoma average. So
right.
Why do we want to base our minimum wage on a national average?
Right. And I appreciate the answer. And like I said, I had to call and say what I thought about the question.
Yes. Vote no. Thank you, Robert.
You're welcome.
All right. On Freedom 96.9, it's Oklahoma's talk radio. Two Virginia prosecutors who've declared they will not enforce a ban on modern semi-automatic firearms explained the reasoning behind their decisions. Democrat Virginia Governor Abigail Sparnberger signed a ban on so-called assault weapons back in May, which drew immediate suits from pro-Second Amendment organizations. Good. Clark County Commonwealth Attorney Matthew Bass announced his refusal to enforce the ban. And the sheriff also said he is not going to enforce the ban. He said that as he refamiliarizes himself with the arguments, and he's done several years, he had a conversation with the sheriff about it, and they're on the same page. Unsurprisingly, they're not going to waste their time trying to enforce an unenforceable statute. The decision to decline to enforce the law on constitutional grounds was based on the Supreme Court's June 2022 Bruin decision. So they say they're not going to enforce it based on a Supreme Court ruling of 2022. So if the governor wants to turn around and press that issue, she will have to find some other statute because it's already been established by the Supreme Court. Then again, I don't think she cares. All she wanted was, hey, everybody, look at me signing this. Hey, all you ultra lefties, look at me signing this gun ban. Aren't I terrific? Remember me when you make contributions. Remember me when you vote. That's all they cared about. And I had Russell earlier in the program talking about one of the Democrat candidates for 5th Congressional District was claiming they are an 8th generation Oklahoman. I didn't get a chance to talk to Russell about it, but you know, Russell, these people will say anything, even if it's ridiculous, to try to get elected or try to seem something that they're not. Freedom 96.
USA Radio News, I'm Anthony Lucero. The U.S. has launched self-defense strikes against Iran after an American Apache helicopter was shot down near the Strait of Hormuz.
We are going to issue a report tomorrow, but the pilots are fine.
Military officials say both crew members were rescued safely in what was the military's first known drone-assisted rescue at sea. A North Texas jury found 18-year-old Carmelo Anthony guilty of murder in the fatal stabbing of 17-year-old Austin Metcalf during a high school track meet. Anthony claimed self-defense. Jurors rejected that argument after about 3 hours of deliberations. He now faces up to 99 years in prison at sentencing. Wall Street closed mixed.
At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 86 points. The S&P 500 lost 19 points. And the NASDAQ plunged 250 points. I'm Sarah Lee Kessler.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. There's enormous frustration right now with healthcare costs. It is amazing. Healthcare costs for families in the last 20 years have almost tripled. And it just keeps getting worse. All this to say, this is why MediShare is so in demand right now. People are looking for alternatives. And MediShare is proven. You can save thousands of dollars a year and actually like it more. Over a million Americans are now part of healthcare sharing, and MediShare is the gold standard. It's trusted. It works. It's been helping people save money and have peace of mind now for 30 plus years. It's not some big impersonal thing either. It's a community of people like you helping each other. So yeah, if you're frustrated too, here's your chance to make a refreshing change. You'll notice the difference as soon as you call. They're easy to talk to. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by ICS Concrete Coatings. Transform your concrete from ordinary to extraordinary. Visit ICSConcreteCoatings.com.
A 52-year-old man is facing multiple felony charges after police say he burglarized six businesses across War Acres. Investigators say William Donovan cut power to buildings by removing electrical meters before breaking in and stealing valuable items. Surveillance footage led officers to a motel room where he was arrested after allegedly trying to flee through a window. OKC police say investigators have also linked him to several additional burglary cases around the area. A deadly house fire in northwest OKC remains under investigation after one person died early Thursday morning. Firefighters arrived to find a large fire that was visible from several blocks away. Officials report one person inside the home was killed while another person sleeping on the porch escaped safely. Investigators are now working to determine what caused the blaze. A new Oklahoma National Guard Museum is opening this week in Oklahoma City. The museum will open Friday on Northeast Grand Boulevard, with officials saying it highlights the history of Oklahoma's Army and Air National Guard from pre-statehood through modern times. Leaders say the museum is designed to preserve military history for future generations. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Running for Oklahoma governor ain't supposed to be easy. You gotta be tough. So Mike Mazie's whining and crying as we learn about his liberal record? Tough luck, Mikey. See, while President Trump crushed the woke left, Mike Mazie allowed transgender surgeries in Oklahoma. That's right. Mazie voted to allow a taxpayer-funded hospital to hide children undergoing radical gender reassignment treatments, sex changes that transitioned boys into girls and girls into boys. But that's not all. Trump's MAGA movement would have been crushed by Hillary Clinton if Mike Mazie got his way. Mazie voted to remove Oklahoma from the Electoral College, going to a national popular vote that would have
have rigged the system for crooked Hillary Clinton.
Thanks, Mike Mazie, for trying so close.
A transgender ally endangering our kids. A Clinton lover and Trump hater. MAGA phony Mike Mazie. Woke, radical, and just too liberal for Oklahoma. Paid for by Make Oklahoma Great Again. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. 601 South Boulder Avenue, Suite 610. Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74119. 918-947-9459.
I think I told you that story. I had not known lovely wife very long, but she introduced me to her grandfather, who then became my grandfather-in-law. His name was Wayne. Great guy, but he was one of these guys that paid everything in cash, never used a bank, and when he bought a car, he went in and went over that car with a fine-tooth comb. And the advice he gave me, Aaron, when you pay for a car, you make sure you get a clutch and everything. He honestly thought automatic transmissions were a ripoff because you were paying the same price and getting less car. Not the case at Frontier Auto Group. Now, if you want a standard transmission, they've got plenty of models that have standard transmission, but most everything is automatic these days. Plus, the make, model, color, features you want, they can all get it within 24 hours. They've been in business for over 90 years on Route 66, about as long as there has been a Route 66. There's been a Frontier Auto Group supplying cars to drive upon Route 66. Give them a call. They'll sell you a nice new car, whether it's Chevy, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, or Jeep. Clutch or no clutch? It's up to you. 405-262-3355. FrontierMotor.net. Canadian County's number one auto dealer.
Freedom 96.9 is the choice for voters in the June 16th primary. Get your name and message out to the voters. Call 405-456-0760 or click on the Contact Us tab at freedom969.com.
Father's Day is just around the corner, so this year skip the tie and get Dad what he really wants at H&H Shooting Sports. I'm Lee Matthews. H&H has the Smith & Wesson Shield Plus 9mm bundle. Three total mags, a Viridian optic included, and now on sale for $479.99. Henry's Golden Boy 22 rifle, now just $589.99. And take 20% off all in-stock Pro-Tech knives, only at H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear, just off I-40 and Meridian.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect partly cloudy skies with a breeze and warm temperatures with a low of 75. Tomorrow will bring partly sunny conditions with winds gusting over 40 miles per hour and very warm weather, reaching a high of 94. Tomorrow night, it will be breezy and humid under a crystal clear sky with a low of 74. Thursday will be windy and continue to be very warm with a mix of clouds and sun and the possibility of a thunderstorm in the afternoon, reaching a high of 93 with your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
American taxpayer dollars are meant to be for American people only. We prioritize under President Trump American people, and so when you have illegals that are living inside of HUD-funded housing, they're taking homes from their American people that actually need them and that are here legally. And so what we did, we put out this new proposed rule to close this loophole down, said, listen, you have to show verification that you are an American citizen if you want to live in HUD-funded housing.
And that is the Director of Housing and Urban Development. Scott Turner is his name. And he's talking about fraudulent HUD housing, which we've had a lot of. Somalia, here's what happens. One of the Somalians either gets a fake citizenship or some type of certification that they have citizenship. They go down and apply for HUD benefits. They get the HUD benefits. And then they invite the rest of their family or their cousins to come and do the same. Or they'll get two or three people like that and take over a whole apartment block of HUD. And, that guy next door, that's my cousin. So, yeah. And so they're closing that loophole, which should have never been opened in the first place. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's talk radio. Let's see here. Doug writes, Lee, sing along with that old children's song, B-I-B-L-E. Doug, I'm going to try to remember the tune if I can. B-I-B-L-E, it's the well, I believe. All right, so anyway, here's what the Democrats are singing. C-H-E-A-T, well, that's the word for me. I'm stopping at the count so we can pounce and bring victory. C-H-E-A-T, well, that's the word for me. I will buy your vote so MAGA chokes do things they'll never see. I did the best I could with that, Doug. Sorry. I don't remember the old show. I only remember singing it once. And I was at somebody else's church, not my own church, when I did that. 405-608-4377. And Rowdy writes, Lee, back in 1999, 87 acres of land in Taylor, Texas, was donated, nominal fee, $10, to the city by a farmer with a condition in the deed that it would be used for community parkland. In 2025, that land was sold for $10 million to a data center developer who has won several legal battles against the nearby residents who are trying to stop the massive construction project, reports 404 Media. Now the disgruntled locals are planning to take their case to an appeals court. Rowdy, I can easily see that happening. And if you don't know, Taylor, Texas is in central Texas, not far from San Antonio, not far from Austin, and in fact is somewhat of a bedroom community for Austin. A lot of people live in Taylor, work in Austin, and they don't want all that coming their way. I can see that. Taylor, Texas actually is a pretty wealthy little town, too. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Hi, you are on the air with Lee Matthews.
Yeah, hey, Lee, it's Ken from OKC.
Hello, Ken. Good to hear from you, sir.
Yeah, I just was calling in before your half-hour break. Gentleman was talking about, losing our freedoms and rights.
Yeah.
I'd like to remind the fact we're coming up 4th of July and 250th year anniversary of our freedom mm-hmm. of this country, that in the Declaration of Independence, early on, you don't want to read too far, it says the core function of government is to secure the rights of we the people.
Yes.
And they've got it in reverse right now. So
yeah.
Just everybody who's listening, go take a peek, pull it up on your phone, whatever, look at the Declaration of Independence. I mean, it spells it out clearly. The core function of government is to secure the rights of we the people.
It's pretty moving when you go to the National Archives and you walk right up to the Declaration of Independence and you read it and you see it and you see yep. all those words still legible, still able to be read, and you think about, wow, I'm looking at what Thomas Jefferson, this is Thomas Jefferson's handwriting. He wrote yep. this. And then you realize, and then you look around at this nation that it built, and it just, I was overwhelmed with a feeling of gratitude and homage that I was born in this nation and lived in this nation and have enjoyed the fruits of the freedoms of this nation that are guaranteed in that document, or declared Absolutely. Anyway. They're not guaranteed, they're declared.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's up to us to maintain them.
Yes. Yes.
So.
No, that's what a lot of people forget. I mean, I remember listening with dumbfoundment in the early days of the Obama administration when he was talking in an interview about, well, you know, the Constitution certainly tells you what the government can't do, but I would like to focus on what the government can do for you. And I was yelling at the TV, that's not the point of the United States. We were getting yeah. away from that. We were trying to get away from, here's what the government's going to do for you. Tyranny.
Right. The government has the car in reverse.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's all I got.
I'm glad you're listening and calling in, Ken, on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio, 405-608-4377. Michelle writes, Hi, Lee. I was listening to the station the other evening, and I believe it was in your last hour. You were talking about homeowners insurance. You said Oklahoma and one other state doesn't require a rate hike to get approval from its legislature. Was that you? If so, what is the other state? My homeowners went from $7,400 a year to $8,200. I'm going to be paying $683 a month. and that does not include my auto insurance. I'm hot. I've already called Grant Green's office as well as Jim Shaw. What else can I do? Okay, well, to answer your first question, Michelle, yes, I was talking about Oklahoma. I didn't say one other state. We are one of the few that doesn't require approval of our legislature for an insurance rate hike. There are about, there are about 12 states that don't require the legislature to approve insurance rate hikes. And in that number is also included the District of Columbia. So, but the District of Columbia doesn't have a legislature. It has its mayors. But anyway, I think North Carolina is another one. But yeah. But I also was interested in how little our insurance commissioner has to do with insurance rates. And I was dumbfounded. Wait a minute. I thought that was the job of the insurance commissioner, to make sure that the insurance companies are charging a fair rate for the services they provide. And if our insurance commissioner isn't doing that, we need to make that part of his or her job. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. So what happens when a school district gets rid of DEI? The Houston Independent School District, which is the largest school system in Texas and one of the largest in the nation, has seen dramatic improvements in student grades and test scores across its more than 270 campuses in the years since the state took over the district. Do you know this is what Ryan Walters threatened to do to the Tulsa School District? I don't know if you remember that. It was one of the first things he did. He basically said, Tulsa School District, he went in there and he fired their administrator because she was skimming. And then he fired a bunch of the other administrators because they were skimming from the funds. And none of the money was getting to the schools. It was going into their pockets. And he basically said, you're going to quit or I'm going to have you indicted. And so they all did. And then they installed new members of the school board. And what do you know? Everything turned around in like 6 weeks. This was the model he was going to use. He was going to use Houston School District as a model to straighten out Tulsa. So what happened in Houston? Across the district's elementary and middle schools, students in grades 3 through 8 showed substantial improvements in reading and math scores on the state of Texas assessment tests. Furthermore, students in the Houston Independent School District made significant year-over-year improvements in high school from 2023 to 2026 in algebra, English, biology, and history, narrowing the performance gaps compared to the state average. In 2023, the Texas assessment tests officially took over. I'm sorry, the Texas Education Agency took over the Houston Independent School District and replaced its elected leadership with a state-appointed board of managers and installed a superintendent. This is what Ryan Walters wanted to do to Tulsa and threatened to do. Upon taking office, the new superintendent introduced the new education system model, an overhaul that used centralized curriculum along with specialized classes aimed at problem solving and critical thinking. It also established team centers where students who excel in daily core subject lessons are sent to complete advanced independent work. Basically, it allowed you to progress if you were doing better in certain topics. The state takeover was initially prompted by years of chronic academic failure at the main high schools. Data showed that before the district's transformation in the 2022-23 school year, Houston Independent School District had a combined total of 121 D and F-related campuses. Currently, there's only 18. Meanwhile, the number of A and B-rated campuses has more than doubled. Mike Miles, the superintendent of the Houston Independent School District, is shown at Thomas Jefferson Elementary School in Houston, where critics have consistently argued that the 2023 intervention was racially discriminatory, and it was taken by conservative state lawmakers against the major city run primarily by the people of color. Oh, okay. So they took it over, and they started implementing all these racist school policies, and the school got better. That's like the witch doctor getting mad when the educated doctor shows up and cures the village. The ACLU of Texas and Houston NAACP and League of United Latin American Citizens previously filed a formal complaint with the U.S. Department of Justice requesting the federal civil rights investigation. See, they're going to make it about race when it isn't about race. It's about teaching kids, and some kids are going to learn faster, and some kids are going to advance, and some kids aren't. And some of those kids are going to be Hispanic, and some of those kids are going to be black, and some of those kids are going to be Jewish. Some of the kids that fail are going to be black and Hispanic and Jewish. The civil rights group argued that the state effectively stripped voting power away from communities of color when it dissolved the school board chosen by local voters and replaced it with state appointees, because the school that had been voted upon by the largely minority community wasn't getting the job done. You get rid of DEI and everything starts to work. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive. Let's see. I don't really have time for that, but I'll try to get into it in a little while. If you're a Bigfoot enthusiast, you'll like this story out of Arkansas. On Freedom 96.9, it's Oklahoma's Talk Radio, and it's coming up. Lee Matthews and The Drive. Joe Biden was all full of
build back better.
Of course, we knew he was all full of hot gas as well and didn't know a town he was in half the time. No. If you really want to build back better, my good friend Scott McCullum of McRoof, especially this time of year. This is the time of year where you may have had wind, you may have had some hail, and you may have had some heavy rain and thought nothing of it. But now, several months later, it starts to cause a little stain on some drywall. That's when you call 405-877-7663. Here's the serious part. Insurance carriers are not as willing to comply to replace your roof as they used to be. So that's why you need an inspection from McRoof to make sure that not only are they replacing what's going on, he is fortifying that roof so it'll better survive the next storm down the line. And that your insurance company will sit up and take note like a cocker spaniel who just heard the word treat. 405-877-7663. 405-877-7663. MechRoof.us, powered by Roof RX, and saving lives, protecting property, and fortifying Oklahoma one roof at a time.
We're talking about news and opinions from D.C. to OKC. We're Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app.
David Ostro, Republican for Lieutenant Governor.
I'm David Ostro. I flew combat missions for the U.S. Navy hunting Soviet submarines.
David Ostro, Christian servant, husband, father, and business owner. David Ostro knows how to create a growing economy.
I built my company from one employee to over 1,000.
David Ostro put the state of Oklahoma's checkbook online to fight fraud and put more money in the real economy. David Ostro knows to improve schools and put more money in the classroom, we must fight the fraud that steals money from students. David Ostro understands to create good-paying jobs for Oklahomans, we must stop payments to illegal aliens.
I've hunted America's enemies, and now I'm hunting fraud, waste, and abuse.
David Ostro for Lieutenant Governor. Same oath,
new mission. Authorized and paid for by David Ostro for Lieutenant Governor 2026.
No sooner does the hail stop falling than you get the knock on the door from fly-by-night roofers. But are they registered with the state, licensed, and bonded? Will they hit you with a lot of extra charges and unscrupulous contracting schemes? I'm Lee Matthews. Stick with a roofer that's been doing this for over 40 years in Oklahoma. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. 405-877-7663. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. Saving lives, protecting property, and fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
So one of the most common reasons that people come into Clearsight is that they can't see their cell phone. They can't see their computer. They're tired of reading glasses. They don't like bifocals. They want to go back in time where they didn't have to have that hassle.
Here's Dr. Luke from Clearsight.
And so what's really cool is that not only can we get people that near vision back that they wanted, we can get them improved vision in general. So yeah, they can see their cell phone, which is awesome, but we also make people feel more confident when they're driving. They can see street signs better. They can just see the world. It's like going back in time.
I wish I'd have had it 20 years ago. To be able to look at an iPhone a foot away from your face and being able to see messages and to be able to identify traffic signs and everything far away, you can see it that next day, and it's that amazing.
If you want to see clearly without readers or bifocals, then schedule your free eye exam with ClearSight and take advantage of 0% financing for up to 36 months. Call 405-733-2020 or visit clearsight.com. And remember,
2020 or it's free.
That's the ClearSight guarantee, and you are going to love what you see.
Larry Stein, Oklahoma County Assessor. Larry Stein's office saves more than $5 million a year. That's $14,000 a day using advanced technology. Larry Stein's office earns awards for leadership, transparency, and efficiency. Legislation Larry has helped pass saves all property owners, seniors, and veterans billions. Yes, billions of dollars in property tax cuts. Stick with Stein. Vote for proven results. The Stein way. Vote Larry Stein. Vote early. Vote absentee. Vote June 16th. Paid for by families and friends of Larry Stein.
I'm Larry Stein. I approve this message.
Celebrating 250 years of freedom. This is Oklahoma's talk radio, the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com. Our hosts are always right.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Donald Trump, yeah. When you sleep 4 hours a day, sometimes you sit down too long and not off. You know how I know that? Because I do it. I know he's 80. But Donald Trump works 20 hours a day, does not like to sleep. I know directly he's up at 6 in the morning before Fox and Friends. I've talked to the Secretary of Interior. So it's not unusual to get a call at 2 in the morning. So sometimes at 3 o'clock in the afternoon or 12 o'clock, you're in an hour meeting, you might not off. Yeah, doesn't mean you fail it.
The Brian Kilmeade Show, weekdays 8 to 11 a.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
I don't care how it's gonna be.
Mr. Roy, we don't target any group because of its religion.
Really?
I want to be clear about that.
Really?
Yes, that's exactly right. We target no group because of its religion.
So you brought up LGBT groups a minute ago. So you think there's a bunch of Islamic groups that are pro-LGBTQ? Is that the position of the SPLC? I just want to make sure the record is reflecting that.
You heard the laughter. That's Chip Roy, who is interviewing Brian Fair, who is the head of the Southern Poverty Law Center. And basically, he caught him in a lie. And the lie was that the Southern Poverty Law Center was targeting certain groups because of their political affiliation. And he was trying to say, no, we don't. Oh, and their religious affiliation. Oh, no, we don't do that. We don't do that, he kept saying. But then he said, okay, you targeted LGBTQs and you targeted Muslims. Oh no, that had nothing to do with religion. So what you're saying then is you thought that there was a LGBTQ in the Muslim community, or that the Muslim community was in LGBTQ, because that's basically what you're saying. And everybody knows the Muslims are intolerant of LGBTQ. And that once again shows what the Southern Poverty Law Center is. It is a activist group that manufactures outrage and riots. It is trying to keep alive racism so that it can stay alive. It's doing the same thing many in the Democrat Party are doing. Many in the Democrat Party are causing problems so they can then say, see, we're going to solve these problems. That's why there's so much fraud in Minnesota. That's why there's been so much fraud in California. And all I've heard all day was how Trump is going after the Southern Law Poverty Center, the Southern Law Poverty Center. Trump's not doing it. This was all from a grand jury. that I think is still investigating. I'm not sure what they've come up with. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's talk radio. A group of 10 teenagers from Parma, Idaho, took a two-hour solo trip to the National Forest to go camping for Memorial Day weekend. While there, they claimed to have been encountered with 9 Sasquatches. The witnesses submitted the claim that to the Bigfoot research organization and said there were 5 of them, all about 9 feet tall. Although the campers had just consumed some wild honey and mushroom tea, experts say there probably was no connection. Freedom 96.9.
Say goodbye. Good night, ladies.
Goodbye.